Exactly. Again, a lot of this does come down to money. You know, you can't conjure teachers up out of thin air, and you can't build classrooms without more money either. Elizabeth Copeman, a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for your expertise. She is, of course, a state school expert, as you could clearly hear, for the Good Schools Guide. Thank you very much indeed to her for joining me on a, yes, another busy news day. Delighted to say, well, I say delighted, you have to say that, don't you? But I'm joined by Mr. John
Holmes. I want to take issue with something you just said. Where yes. You said you can't conjure teachers out of thin air, but I think you'll find at Hogwarts they can.
Oh, that's true. I thought you were just going to say this was a new item on your show.
No.
Conjure a teacher out of thin air.
Well, no, because that, you know, but you were wrong to say that that's not possible. That's all I'm saying.
Did they do that, though?
I don't know. I don't really see it. It was for children. I didn't really watch it.
No, Harry Potter's not for children. Yes, I learned the lesson. I thought that before I had a little one. They're absolutely brilliant.
Yep.
You're looking at me now as if I just said something. No, you're missing out. You are missing out. John, what is, other than conjuring up teachers out of thin air,
yes,
what are you doing on your show?
Well, today? Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us, of course.
He'll be again.
You can't keep
him away.
Well, he
you?
Loves it, you see. He joins us to tell an offensive joke in Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. There's a game of dead or alive in which you, not you,
one could
win some meat in a game of dead or alive.
I tell you what, there should be more meat-based competitions on
Well,
radio.
This is the home of it. But we're not racist because we also give away organic veg. So
I don't know where to go with that. And other stuff.
Yeah, just other stuff. There's a work experience pundit, because we don't have to pay them, talking about pop-up hipster nonsense.
Do we pay anyone else here at Talk Radio?
No.
I mean, let's face it. I mean,
no.
You wouldn't, would you?
No.
No, exactly. Coming up after 1 o'clock, that's Mr. John Holmes.
They do it for the love.
We all do it for the love. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for another really quiet news day. I wonder if I'll have any party leaders still in their jobs. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
This summer I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required, finance lease business users only, on vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016, subject to status, guarantees may be required, over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring, excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Talking very fast, like the end of that advert. Hello, it is Talk Radio. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's a Wednesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron joins calls for Corbyn to go. 41 dead after triple suicide blast in Istanbul. And world 772 Marcus Willis faces Federer at Wimbledon.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has become the latest to call on Jeremy Corbyn to step down as Labour leader.
I have to say to the Honourable Gentleman, he talks about job insecurity and my 2 months to go. It might be in my party's interest for him to sit there. It's not in the national interest. And I would say, for heaven's sake, man, go. Yeah!
Mr Corbyn's own MPs backed a no-confidence motion last night, and the Shadow Chancellor's conceded a leadership challenge is in the pipeline. It's thought Angela Eagle will announce intentions to stand as leader with the backing of current Deputy Tom Watson, while the Shadow Education Secretary Pat Glass, who was only given the job on Monday, has now resigned. Work and Pensions Secretary Stephen Crabbe has launched his bid to be Prime Minister, promising immigration controls when the UK leaves the EU. He supported remaining in the Union during the referendum campaign, but now wants to head up the negotiations for an exit. Mr Crabbe's a former Welsh secretary, and in what appears to be an attack on one of the favourites, Boris Johnson, says his council estate upbringing means he's up to the job.
Nothing gets handed to you on a plate. On the rainy rugby fields of West Wales, I learnt that it's not a question of waiting for the ball to pop out of the back of the scrum. If you want it, you do what's required and you get your hands on it.
Stephen Crabbe's also indicated he'd call a snap election if he became Tory leader. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Theresa Villiers, says Scotland and Northern Ireland will not be able to attain special EU status in the wake of Brexit. The two areas voted in favour of remaining in the European Union, while England and Wales backed leaving. Officials say the number of people killed in a triple suicide bombing at Istanbul's main airport is likely to rise to 50. The death toll is currently at 41 after the attack last night, which injured more than 200 others. David Cameron says there are no reports of any UK casualties. A man has been arrested in North London on suspicion of making extreme right-wing, Islamophobic and anti-Semitic posts on social media. The 41-year-old was detained by members of the Metropolitan Police's Counter-Terrorism Command early this morning. Two properties have been searched and officers remain at one address. And Marcus Willis says it will be a dream come true to face Roger Federer on Wimbledon's centre court this afternoon. The British qualifier, who's ranked world number 772, beat a player 700 places higher in the rankings to get to round two. His mum, Kathy, is Todd Talk Radio. He's always wanted to play the tournament.
When he came out on court against Berrankis, his face was beaming all over him just because he was at Wimbledon and that was his dream. It's always been his dream to play at Wimbledon. He played as a junior, but to play in Wimbledon proper was what he always wanted.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain
right,
pushing.
You know that the during your news then, you had that. Let's listen to it again, if Chloe can find it. Was it Crabbe? Stephen Crabbe, was it? Let's have a quick listen to that again.
Nothing gets handed to you on a plate.
Right.
On a rainy,
you stop it there. Now, he's just wrong about that. So he's set out his stall trying to be the new Tory leader, but already he's lied to the British people in his first sentence.
What are you referring to, John?
Well, loads of things get handed to you on a plate, don't they? Like your lunch and stuff in a restaurant or dinner gets handed to you on a plate. So he's actually just lying again. They just can't help themselves, these politicians.
I think he may...
Just lying. Oh, ironically, once in a restaurant, I got some crabbe handed to me on a plate after I'd ordered crabbe. So this man's an idiot.
I don't trust him,
Victoria. I don't trust any of them.
I don't think he's been literal. I don't think he's been as literal
as
you're
taking
it.
Well, he should be careful. That's all I'm saying. What's the weather?
Rain pushing eastwards for many. Sunshine and showers in Scotland. Highs of 17 degrees.
Great. Who's got the sport?
Dibble.
Here's Dibble with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Glenn Hoddle could be in line for a second spell as England manager.
Dibble.
He's currently the bookie's second favourite behind Gareth Southgate to succeed Roy Hodgson, who stepped down after being knocked out of Euro 2016. The FA says it will consult current and former managers, as well as players, as they look to find the next England boss.
Dibble.
The incredible story of Marcus Willis continues at Wimbledon this afternoon. Having played six matches to qualify for the tournament,
Dibble.
The world number 772 faces seven-time champion Roger Federer second round on centre court. And golfer Jordan Spieth admits the Zika virus makes him uncertain about going to the Olympics.
Dibble.
The two-time major winner says he hasn't yet received enough information to make a decision.
Dibble.
World number one Jason Day's followed Rory McIlroy in withdrawing, and Spieth says
Dibble.
There is a lot to consider.
This is
Dibble.
Personal safety type and future planning type Dibble. Decision, which is going to outweigh any kind of pressure that we would feel.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Dibble, 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 dibble.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Steve and Lou.
That's nice.
Having a wonderful time in Ibiza, very hot, wish you were here. And Merry Christmas to you both, and have a Happy New Year. And happy birthday, Mike. Best wishes. Best of luck to Jimmy for his A-levels. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth? Well, discover the new delicious barbecue chicken BLC with Beechwood smoked bacon. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to your latest dose of Jeremy Corbyn and a sanitary towel. We'll be talking to Aidan momentarily about that dark few days. It's a book.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage. Go back to medieval times. So, the pocketbook of boners. Good afternoon then, welcome along. If you're just joining us, you are listening to a compendium of schoolboy howlers and mistakes in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and today on the programme, well, you could say good riddance if you were a Leave voter.
Yeah, I'm back.
In haikus, DJ Ying Ying.
Yeah. Did he play piano?
Racist. There's been no "all my friends are dead dinosaurs." What the F word Christ was that?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon then, and as Westminster continues to stagger around like it's the drunk bloke at a party. Do you want some EU? Do you want some? You're asking for a slap, you European Parliament. I'll kick your face in. Now, I'll tell you what, Europe, you're my best mate. So we now tip our heads back and take the shot marked Talk Radio from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and if you're new listening to this, sort of the broadcasting equivalent of the wannabe Tory leader, the Tory leader hopeful Stephen Crabb, in that out of everyone involved, I'm the one you haven't ever really heard of. Welcome, though, because it's Wednesday, it's June the 29th, and it was on this day, believe it or not, fairly recently, on this day in 2014, that the Islamic State first declared its caliphate against Syria and Iraq, or in Syria and Iraq, on this day in 2014. Can you, I mean, just think about that now. Imagine that, a set of people whose beliefs, based on race and hate, with its leaders, a dangerous group holding extremist views, seemingly hell-bent on imposing their medieval and backwards-looking regime on a country. That could never happen. Never. Here. Never happen here, would it? That's foreign for you. Anyway, hello. Welcome one, welcome all, even the foreigns, because we're flying in the face of all new racist Britain here on the programme. Welcome, everybody, to today's radio-based radio thing. On it, well, the following items. Headline hijack is on the way. Why not take advantage and burst into Victoria's cockpit and demand she takes you... What's a hijacking? Through, like, so you're an aeroplane, is what I meant. To 2 p.m, where she will be reading the news, and you should install a made-up news lie in that bulletin. You're invited to make it up. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's how to get involved in Headline Hijack, for we are taking your made-up news stories there to confuse those who are listening to this bit of the programme. Maybe they've popped out for lunch, but they get back, they hear the news emanating from Victoria, thus they believe it to be true. But it isn't true, is it? No, it's a made-up news lie. It's Headline Hijack on Talk Radio. There's another Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well, as we induct a new member into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, then... well, don't. Lunch with us instead. We will be your friend. Your friend or colleague. Able to chit and chat semi-awkwardly, as colleagues are wont to do if you don't know them very well. Whatever you'd like to bring to the chat table, we, unlike Jean-Claude Juncker talking to David Cameron, are happy to negotiate on your terms. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk is the way to get in touch if you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club. There's work experience punditry on the way this afternoon as well. It is a Wednesday, which means that Ellie returns to bring us a roundup of horrific
pop-up hipster nonsense. There's the news in haikus. We venture onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do the people think churches or skin? The big debate at three. Professor Stephen Hawking will join us to tell us an offensive joke, and you can win some meat or a box of organic vegetables. We're not racist. In a game of Dead or Alive, the Diversity paper review. Plus, why are we as a nation drawn to particular breeds of puppies? From mongrels to pedigrees, we'll be examining the UK's love affair with the canine as we visit the Peak District today. What? Oh, no, sorry, that's not us, that's Britain's favourite dogs on ITV. I always get this programme, Talk Radio in the Afternoon, mixed up with Britain's favourite dogs on ITV. Ginger Dave isn't producing. He's busy breeding with Britain's favourite students. As broadcasts brings her uniquely chirpy demeanour to bear through the glass.
Yeah.
Chloe's on buttons. Yay. Yeah, Victoria's all newsy.
Yay. Yay.
Paid intern Cornelius is trying to trigger Article 50. Given that no one else seems to want to, right, to do that. So, obviously, what you have to do is trigger Article 50 by saying it backwards five times into a mirror at 12 minutes past one in the afternoon. Here's a mirror.
49 article into referred procedure, the to subject be shall request its rejoinder asks union.
I mean, he's got to say all of this five times. It's about 90 documents long, so he'll carry on, but we will obviously rejoin him as we're going to see if Article 50 can be triggered by the end of this programme, as he says it backwards.
Withdrawn
into
has which
into
state
a mirror. I am John Holmes, and this is
Union
Talk Radio
European
in the afternoons
the
on Talk Radio.
On the treaty, the B3. 23.8 article with.
And while he's doing that, let's have a little bit of music.
Shall be.
Otherwise, could be human crime. Closer comes the screaming night. Murder. And the cop
The Smiths on Talk Radio. Meat is Murder. The sort of musical equivalent there of assistant producer Cass's personality. With its happy, smiley ways. That is there. Happy, smiley... Cass there. So, why... Hey, Cass, why don't you ask me why I'm playing the musical equivalent of your personality? Why don't you? Yes, Cass, you've got your hand up.
Yes, I've got my hand up. John?
Yes, Cass?
Why are you playing this song?
I'll tell you now.
Because we're a talk radio station.
That's right.
We don't play music here.
Yes, we do.
Why would you do that, John?
Because I'm talk radio's head of music, Cass.
All right.
The reason I'm playing Meat is Murder, of course, is for today's headline, which you may have seen. What will Brexit mean for British food? I mean, we're now scraping a sort of Brexit barrel, I realise. But so the according to the...
A Brexit barrel?
Yes.
Sounds like biscuit barrel.
Yes. Well, like a Belvita Brexit biscuit.
Yeah.
It's where you keep them, in the Brexit barrel.
Oh, right, OK.
Cheddar cheese, I say to you.
OK.
I also say Melton Mowbray pie.
Mm.
I say... Cumberland sausage.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, oh, yes. Churchill the dog. Oh, yes. Now, the problem here is that all of these items are protected under EU law. So Brexit means that... Because so only Melton Mowbray can make the pork pies.
Okay.
Right? Only cheddar cheese can, you know, in cheddar, right?
Mm.
Just like only Greek feta cheese is called that because of where it's from, and champagne, it has to be from the region of Champagne.
Okay.
Cumberland sausages, you know, the curly sausage that looks like a poo,
yeah,
that has to come from Cumberland. But that's EU rules. What they're saying is, if this goes, if we chuck all that, any old sod can make a curly sausage, right? So that's the problem. Now, this is the issue everyone's concerned about. We will be discussing it. We'll be discussing racist food. And we need an expert, of course, to do that with. So, Cass, who's through the glass, as regular listeners will know, it is her job. That's her arm. Regular listeners will know that it is her job to book as a guest for this bit, because traditionally on the radio, what you have to do is you have to set a story up like I just have and then have a guest to, you know, fill time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get a sort of guest to talk about
sausage
and pie and stuff.
I can talk about sausage.
No,
pie.
We're not interested in your opinion. Yeah. Can you get me the... can you get me Matthew O'Callaghan, the chairman of the Melton Mowbray Pork Pie Association?
I've no idea. I'll try.
Okay, thanks. Because that's the man who's leading the campaign.
Okay.
Right, it's just coming up to some time past one, and you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required, finance lease business users only, on vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016, subject to status, guarantees may be required, over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring, excludes VAT at 20%.
Van Buster, now on. 600 by 1000 mil Qdox double panel radiator, just £35. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach, or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview, and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only, content stream to compatible device, full terms at NowTV.com.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
West Yorkshire's M606 has been closed northbound between the M62 and Junction 3 for the Staygate roundabout. That's because of an accident. There's reports of a breakdown on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 near Worsley, 13 to 12. The breakdown on the northbound M6 near Middlewich has gone, but 18 to 19 in the roadworks is still looking very busy. Roadworks in Tunbridge and Kent causing delays on the A21, and there's queues into Cardiff on the North Road, the A470, approaching the Maindy Bridge. One lane's out with the recovery of a two-vehicle accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. We are talking about the big story this afternoon, which is Brexit food. Before we talk to an expert, some reactions are coming
lots in. Lots coming in,
with
John.
A home of reaction. It's Talk Radio.
Yes, lots coming in. My bed, obviously, standing up in the shower, on the train this morning, and for a brief moment on the toilet here at work. And that's coming from a list of places I've fallen asleep today. And absolutely deluded, and I imagine probably quite racist, who listens to Julia, says every time there is a Muslim attack or something like Brexit, we hear about a rise in attacks, and it's utter nonsense.
Right, thanks. That's genuinely,
what an idiot.
Genuinely,
what, I mean, genuinely. Something like Brexit. Idiot.
Talk Radio. So today's big story then that we are talking about, what will Brexit mean for iconic British food? Now, this is, of course, an issue. And to take up that issue on the telephone now. Remarkably, Cass has managed to get the exact person I asked for, because it's Matthew O'Callaghan, who is the... you're the chairman of Melton Mowbray Pork Pie Association. Is that right, Matthew?
Yes, I'm chairman of the Melton Mowbray Pork Pie Association and also chairman of the UK Protected Food Names Association, which represents our 73 protected names.
Okay, my first question to you is, are you the same Matthew O'Callaghan I went to school with?
I don't know.
Where did you go to school, Matthew?
Ashby de la Zouche.
Then you're not. Moving on. So, let's, although not far away, Nuneaton. But anyway, let's move on to this story, because this is very serious, of course. Melton Mowbray is an iconic brand, and if EU rules change, as indeed they may, in this sense, does that mean that anyone can make your pies, Matthew?
Well, yes. I mean, the problem is that after leaving the EU, EU law no longer applies in the UK. Our pies would be protected in the EU under reciprocal arrangements, but would not be protected in the UK. So anybody, therefore, anywhere could make a Melton Mowbray, not to the right recipe, nor with the right ingredients.
No, well, this is a problem. I mean, it's cropped up many times before, of course. We've heard of champagne not coming from the Champagne region, but now it has to, for these same rules. Cumberland sausages, of course, the sausage that looks like a poo. That's, you know, anyone can curl one off now, essentially. In sausage form. Let's look at other places. We've got Parma ham, famously, of course. Greek feta cheese is one. Newcastle and Leeds racist slices. I mean, all of these are iconic. Cheddar cheese, that's another one, isn't it? Cornish egg. The Norfolk and East Anglia cobbler, which is, of course, a pie crust. Fill with incest. I mean, where do we...
I think some of those are not on the list, you know.
Well, you know, but these are all need protecting.
Might be applicants for it, but we're not on the current list.
Well, this is the thing. It could bring a whole new raft of applicants, could it not, Matthew? If I wanted to invent a food, for instance.
Yeah, but you can invent a food, but it has to have a certain amount of history and tradition before it gets protected name status.
Scottish battered heroin. What about this then? What do we make of this story here then? There, whereby the problem would be, and as you say, no one could do it to your recipe because that presumably Melton Mowbray is a closely guarded Melton Mowbray secret. Am I right?
No.
Oh.
No, it has to be published within the EU journal so that people know that they have to produce it according to that recipe. Otherwise, nobody would be able to check that you're actually making it according to the rule.
Oh, I see. So you can't just make any old pie and stick your name on it. That's what you're telling me.
Good God, no.
Good Lord. Good, no. Oh, heavens, no. So in that case, what... Could you? Are there any ways for you to protect it should these rules change? So if I said to you, right, I'm going to make a Melton Mowbray pie and trade technically off your name, how would you stop me?
If there's no law, if the UK doesn't introduce laws to protect the Melton Mowbray pork pie, you won't be able to. That's the problem we had 20 years ago when we tried to protect it. We found that UK law was not sufficient to protect our foods like pork pies.
Yes, and as we said, it's not just you. I mean, we are hearing these horror stories already, of course. The ploughmen, of course, are going on strike over the loss of their lunch. That's a big problem. Shepherds, of course, all striking over their pie.
Of course, house prices are rising, due to the rising cottage pies as well, aren't they?
Well, exactly that. Homosexual men in public toilets going on strike over cottage pies. Yes,
really? This is
a problem. And remains so. This is just one aspect of Brexit that wasn't really mentioned in the run-up to it, Matthew, was it?
No, I didn't hear Boris Johnson or Gove or Farage talking about these things at all. Completely silent on the issue.
Mm.
And we want to know why.
Yes, given that we don't really have a government or an opposition at the moment, we may have to wait for that, of course. Stephen Crabb, of course, is named after a crab, which is a food. And I don't think that's a coincidence.
I mean, I think the Cromer crab is getting protection. Maybe the Stephen crab ought to get protection as well. Who knows?
I don't trust it. Listen, thank you, Matthew. Thank you very much, actually. That's really useful. That's Matthew O'Callaghan, who is the chairman of the Melton Mowbray Pork Pie Association. That's the body that protects the interests of famous East Midlands pastries. What next... just a text in here. What next for the Great British Urinal Cake? Mm. I mean, that lives in a trough. You know, that could now be taken out of urinals and used elsewhere. And this is not necessarily a future that anyone knew would happen when we left the EU. Gypsy Tart. We're just learning that gypsies are now on strike, not doing any work.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I know. Shocking. So, do you have an opinion on racist food? Then do get in touch with Talk Radio, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio that you're listening to. That's what's coming out of your radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron's used Prime Minister's questions to tell Jeremy Corbyn to quit as Labour leader. He says it's in the national interest, criticising his role in the EU referendum campaign. There were laughs in the chamber when Labour MPs half-heartedly cheered their embattled leader's name.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Corbyn's predecessor Ed Miliband says his position is untenable. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says it's inevitable there'll be a leadership election within the party.
We're all saddened that we're going through this because it's completely unnecessary. And there has been some nastiness, and we're just trying to say to people now, calm down, there's no need for all this. But if there is to be an election, play by the rules, let democracy play out. And in the meantime, though, the most important thing is let's do our job as MPs and as a Labour opposition.
The Work and Pensions Secretary has become the first Conservative to say he wants to take over from the Prime Minister, who's standing down. Stephen Crabb, who used to be Welsh Secretary, says immigration controls would be central to his negotiations within the EU as the UK leaves. While the President of the EU says the remaining 27 nations are absolutely determined to stay united after the UK voted to exit, Donald Tusk also insists accessing the single market will require freedom of movement. Turkish officials say at least 41 people have been killed after three suicide bombers attacked Istanbul's main airport last night. It's feared that number is likely to rise to 50. And in the last few minutes, a burglar who targeted pop star Rita Ora has been found guilty of a raid worth more than £200,000 on her home. 26-year-old Sharaf Al-Mudin went to the singer's four-bedroom house in northwest London in November last year and made off with a stash of expensive shoes, phones, computers and a designer doggy bag. The weather, rain pushing eastwards for many, sunshine and showers in Scotland, highs of 17 degrees is more in half an hour.
She's too orangey for crows.
Hilarious.
That's just for me and my doggy bag. Rita Ora there. It's a time. Soon there will be lonely lunch. Soon Victoria's mouth will be full of more news, but one of it will be a lie. Because Headline Hijack is on the way. If you'd like to make up a news story, why are you staring at me like that? You can 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. And, well, lots of reaction coming in, as you'd expect, to the story about Brexit meaning the end of iconic British food. We spoke to a man who is to do with pie. And the brand of pies, Melton Mowbray, because they make pork pies. Out of pork. The recipe is not a secret, he told us. The recipe is for pork pies is pork and pies. And anyone can make them under the EU law saying that no one else can make them is thrown out. A lot of reaction coming in about the effect on food that hasn't been considered so far. Cornelius, what have you got? What's coming
John,
in?
John, lots coming in. Hot Buns have texted in, say that they're very cross. They are very cross, John. Yeah. And also, someone else has said, well, it's not just food as well. It's other great British traits, such as the Birmingham annoying voice, London misery, and Northern poorness are under threat as well.
Yeah, great British traditions, one and all. John, what should we do? What are we going to say in the future, says racist Dan. I often say during my work that things have been done up like a kipper. What am I going to have to say now, John? Done up like a pan au chocolat.
Oh, God.
It's political racism gone mad, John. Yorkshire. Oh, we're just hearing this. Yorkshire apparently can keep the name pudding.
Really?
Yes, but they've got to drop Yorkshire, the Yorkshire.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's from next year, it's going to be just known as a pudding.
Okay.
So you'd have when you order roast beef, good old British roast beef. You can't even call it that anymore. You've got to say I'll have the beef, but could I get the pudding? What else is coming in? Well, you've heard about shepherds, of course, going on strike over their pie, and homosexual men in public toilets going on strike over their cottage pie. Gypsies on strike over their tart. They're not doing any work. I'm not sure he's gone on strike over mince pie, but if we do get that news, I will bring it to you. This as well, this is interesting. John, from James here, what about traditional sides of overboiled ham, such as that which David Cameron's British face is made out of?
Yeah.
And if we have to get rid of the boiled ham, should we get rid of David Cameron? Well, don't worry, James, he's already going.
Yeah.
He has resigned. And finally, of course, this is again the state of Britain and what's the genie very much out of the bottle after Brexit. We are hearing terrible stories actually from the north, where black pudding is getting notes pushed through its door.
Oh, that is awful.
And just if the black pudding just walking down the street, just being shouted at, you know, displays of black pudding in butchers' windows. And there's just racist people just shouting into the glass, pushing their face against the glass, telling the black pudding to go
home. It's funny you should say that, because we've just had a racist tweet in, John, who says that these sort of things are always made up after something like Brexit happens. So
Yeah, that's right. And this is about, I mean, you know, the idea that black pudding should go back to where it came from is shocking, because, of course, that's congealed pig's blood. Mm. So what you'd have to do is, if you just follow that through for a minute, you'd have to liquidise that back up and inject that into a pig, you know. And if that's the state of Britain, I don't think we want to live in a Britain, do we? Where you've re-liquidized the congealed blood of a pig, and then by law you have to inject it back into the pig. I don't think that's.
Although I know someone who's going to have a lot of spare time in the future who's got experience in injecting into pigs. So so he could do it.
Yes, he could. That was a dead pig, though. It wouldn't have blood in it, would it? So it doesn't...
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Headline hijack, then. The made-up news story, which will be in the news... 2 o'clock, Victoria, that's right, she speaks the news, and more often than not, what she says isn't a lie, except for at 2 o'clock on a daily basis when one of the stories is utterly made up and regurgitated as fact. We call it Headline Hijack, and we'd like you to make that fact up, please. You can get it to us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Tony Blair is said to be, this has come in from... Tony Blair is said to be considering running in the Labour Party leadership contest if it goes ahead. Tony Blair back. The
That'll
former Prime Minister said he'd love to be Prime Minister once again, so he could contribute to completely wrecking a whole different part of the world.
Oh, that would be nice. Very nostalgic.
To the one he messed up last time. Yeah, yeah. That's nice. What have you got there, Quinn?
This has come in from Ian, who says that Nigel Farage has questioned when the EU flag will be removed from Parliament, but he's also insisting that the poll will be removed along with it. He said that he believes the poll will be surplus to requirement and that it should be sent back to where it came from.
Yeah, and we're getting reports this afternoon. This is breaking news. We are getting reports that Katie Hopkins has been seen celebrating the EU referendum Brexit result by kicking small dogs in a park. Hopkins was said to be unable to control her excitement when Brexit won, and has managed to boot a Cocker Spaniel 10 foot off the ground. If she kicks any more dogs in a park, we will, of course, let you know. Lonely lunch on the way. If you are lunching alone, then do get in touch, and we can help you through that time, that difficult time. Lonely lunch at talkradio.co.uk. We'll meet today's inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With great deals on Yokohama tyres, blackcircles.com are making Britain's drivers happier. Direct your ears towards this genuine recording.
Didn't you see me, you
cheeky scamp?
Take that car of yours and...
Go to blackcircles.com.
And then you can...
Have the chance to win 100,000 Tesco club card points.
What a total...
Nincompoop. So, Britain, get Yokohama tyres at blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
Straight Point, one stop, get the lot, Straight Point.
Trade Point, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. Trade Point. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade Point!
At Arnold Clark, it's about searching over 18,000 cars, whether first-time driver or 4x4s. Whether you need space for a small football team or just a city runaround, whether for a school run or a Sunday drive, it's about finding the right car for you. Arnold Clark. It's about searching 18,000 cars. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire's M606 has been closed northbound between the M62 and Junction 3 for the Staygate roundabout. That's because of an accident. There's reports of a breakdown on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 near Worsley, 13 to 12. The breakdown on the northbound M6 near Middlewich has gone, but 18 to 19 in the roadworks is still looking very busy. Roadworks in Tunbridge and Kent causing delays on the A21, and there's queues into Cardiff on the North Road, the A470 approaching the Maindy Bridge. One lane's out with the recovery of a two-vehicle accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reaction coming in this afternoon to Talk Radio, of course. If you've got a spare reaction, a little bit of reaction left over, maybe. Maybe you'd stocked up on reaction, hoping that England would go all the way in Europe. And I'm talking football and Brexit. And you've stocked up on reaction, but, you know, it's turned to despair. You've just thrown your reaction in the bin. Don't waste it. Send it here. We'll take your reactions. What's coming in? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Train driver at 1 in the morning last night says, "Hayes, mate, last stop, you'll have to get off here." And Desmond Decker says, "Get rid of Corbyn to save the left, sir. So Labour vote ain't shed. Ooh, the Blairites."
Keep your reactions coming in on the aforementioned number. The news, as we know, is changing ever so quickly. People are resigning left, right and centre. Another one of the Shadow Cabinet, of course, resigned this morning, 2 days after, was it Shadow Education, I think, Pat Glass, just after getting the 2 days after getting the job, she was resigning.
She cracked.
Very painful, that joke, wasn't it? I mean, you could have framed it better.
Yeah, you seem right through me.
But the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Ah, John. I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow me to help you, because here on the radio in the afternoons, on the Talk Radio, we break the news down to its component parts to make it easier to understand. And we do that by rendering it in the form of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Post-Brexit racists come out of woodwork, which is what they failed at school.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Then entering together the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. There for those that are lunching alone. If you are lunching alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, for whatever the reason, then we would like to hear from you. Get on the list, join, become a member of not the European Union, but the Lonely Lunch Club. We will turn no one away. The only rule, you have to be lunching alone. Come on the radio and tell us why. We'll call you back. Get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. On the telephone now is Lindsay, who is just that. Good afternoon, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi. How are you, Lindsay?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good.
It's wet out, isn't it? Not nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd put it in then.
Yeah.
So, what do you do, Lindsay?
I'm a sales exec.
A sales exec. Splendid.
Yeah.
And what do you sell?
We sell concrete pumps.
Concrete?
We hire concrete pumps, so...
Right, so are these pumps made of concrete or concrete or pumps that pump concrete? Let's be clear.
Pumps that... pump concrete.
Right.
So they're not made of concrete.
No, that would be ludicrous. Otherwise, the pumped concrete would get mixed in with the pump concrete, and then you'd just really have a lump of concrete, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And that's stupid. How long have you been doing that, Lindsay? How long have you been involved in the world of concrete pumping?
2 years.
2 years.
Two and a half years, yeah.
And what's the market like for concrete pumps?
Oh, booming.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Why, yeah, what? With the Brit-X and everything, I think it's only going to get worse.
You think, why? Why do you think that? Why is concrete pumping going to be a success story of Brexit?
Because I think people won't be investing in plant because the euro's so weak.
Yeah.
Pound against the euro. So I think the next best option is to outsource that.
Yeah. So in terms of your manufacturing, your manufacturing base, but your, I guess your customer base, really, those who are using concrete, who is it? Who buys a concrete, who hires a concrete pump?
Oh, piling companies, civils companies.
Murderers.
Murderers. Mafia.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's big, think about it, that's big business, isn't it? You know, a lot. We hear about a lot of people encased in concrete, particularly, under flyovers in Essex. And I wonder whether that is a market for you. I mean, you could, in this post-Brexit world, you could consider that, expanding into that market.
Maybe not. Professional outfit and all that, I don't think so. But
yeah,
I'm sure there's a market for it somewhere.
I'm sure there is. Don't rule it out, Lindsay, is all I'm saying to you. Lindsay, why are you lunching alone? That's a pertinent question.
Okay, I'm usually out on the road seeing customers, so a lot of time I'm in my car.
Yeah.
By myself.
I see. Oh. All right. Well, I suppose that is a sort of lonely existence. Do you tend to lunch in your car when you're doing that, or do you...
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Lunch in my car, it can get quite messy. There's not a lot of room, so...
Because of all those concrete pumps you've got all over the car, I suppose. Could you go on a bit... What are you having for lunch, out of interest? What is your favoured lunch?
Today, I have got sushi.
It's all very la-di-da in the concrete pumping world, isn't it? what are you having with your sushi?
Just a can of Diet Coke and a bottle of water.
Right. Well, could one adapt a concrete pump to pump sushi into one's mouth?
Potentially. I don't know how that would work out for the person, though.
Right. I mean, what sort of power does a concrete pump pump at?
80 bars.
80 bars.
Yeah.
Right.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah, it is. Could you slow it down if one were to pump sushi?
Yes, you could. You could.
Ooh. What do you think the optimum rate to pump sushi into a person's mouth would be from a concrete pump?
Oh my God, no idea. No idea.
I reckon about 30 bars.
I think even less than that.
Really?
10 bar.
10 bar. Concrete adapted sushi pump. That's interesting. So, what would you like to chat about? Because you know we are available to be your virtual friend and colleague, Lindsay. I think we're getting on very well, and I just wonder what subject you'd like to have us chat about in a slightly awkward way.
I think we need to talk about Love Island and all these boys that are dumping these girls and going off.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
Love Island. It's a TV show,
Love
John.
Island,
oh,
TV
right. Something to do with tennis. No?
No.
Oh, I know. This is the one with Miss Great Britain on it.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, she's been she left.
Yes. Yes.
She left.
Not on it anymore.
She's not on it anymore.
What? No, that's because she
did the deed.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That.
She very much did that deed with who? Somebody?
Just one of the blokes.
Yeah.
Right.
Some guy from Birmingham.
Right, okay, and then so she got her title taken away, didn't she? So, I've never seen this. The only reason I know it exists, Lindsay, is because I heard about that, because it was in the news. So I heard about that. I mean, what's your opinion? What do you think we should do with the Love Islanders?
I think it's really hard, because I think these girls are getting really sucked into these boys and, you know, getting caught up with them. And then, if they've got to leave, the boys are then just jumping on to the next thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, literally, yes. I mean,
literally, yeah.
Did you say the girls are getting sucked into the boys? I mean,
They're falling for the boys pretty hard, I think.
I mean, given... Given your knowledge of concrete, No, Ask Podcast is through the glass waving at me to carry on and not say what I was going to. That's fair enough. Fine. So, in terms of these people on the Love Island, right, is it an actual island? I mean, is it a traffic island of the... Because that's the kind of Love Island. There's one in Maidenhead that Paul Ross likes.
No, I think they're just in Mallorca. I think they're just separated from everyone else.
I see, which is can only be a good
referendum
thing.
Yeah. On the show. That was last week, last Thursday, and they decided to leave the rest of Mallorca.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've done a typical Brit ex.
I'm now thinking of a new reality format, actually, because you've got me thinking here, because... And I'm involving you in this, Lindsay, as well.
Okay.
Right? So together we could work on this. So what it is a... like a pit, right? And in that pit are... Well, name me some reality stars that you're aware of.
Okay, so you've got the Kardashians?
Them, yeah. They're in the pit, yeah.
All the lot with the Towie? All the Towie lot?
The Towie are in the pit.
Chelsea? Made in Chelsea lot?
In the pit.
Nikki Graham?
Nikki Graham, yeah. Oh, Big Brother, yeah.
In the pit. Anyone else?
Not that I can think of.
Right,
loads, though, aren't there, in America? Yeah,
well, they're in the... All of them people are in the pit. Right? And the format of my reality show, which involves Lindsay, is that they're in the pit, and then round the top of the pit are a couple of dozen concrete pumps. Well, you can guess the rest.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And we just watch that on television until it covers them and sets. And try and have sex with a stranger there, Miss Great Britain, if you want. Yeah. that's my idea for a TV show.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to get picked up, but it's a starting point, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not the worst idea. There was that one where they had to touch a truck once.
This is true, yeah.
If you take a man from Birmingham and Miss Great Britain, could you adapt a concrete pump to... Anyway, we're out of time. So, Lindsay, welcome. You are the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lindsay, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope we've made your lunchtime fewer lonely. If you are a lonely what lunch, then get in touch. Here's how you do it. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It's an email address. Get on the list and come on the radio. We'll call you back to chat about this and chit about that in the Lonely Lunch Club. Here on Talk Radio. Now, we're coming up to the news, and that means we need to find a winner of Oh, no, first of all, I forgot today's texting, which is where we do that here, isn't it?
Yes.
Today's texting. Very simple. Obviously, we've been rubbish at football, right? But it's all right, because we can be equally disappointed when Andy Murray goes out of Wimbledon. So today, because Wimbledon's on, of course, we're hearing all about the success stories of people who aren't in the top tennis players, but they're doing quite well. What's that Willis and thing? Wimbledon facts. I mean, I don't know that much about Wimbledon today.
Don't you?
We are going to do Wimbledon facts, please. And you can send your Wimbledon facts, because we are a helpful programme, to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Wimbledon fact.
Give me a Wimbledon fact.
Well, John,
yes.
This is new this year for Wimbledon. Of course, you know Centre Court has a retractable roof.
Yes.
Well, this year they've also installed above it a retractable sky, which can be sort of moved over if it starts raining and the man with the key for the roof isn't in.
Wimbledon facts, please. Here's one for you. Wimbledon, well, you know this anyway. This is fact because we all know. Wimbledon closed early last year after a school of dolphins became trapped in one of the nets.
Yeah.
You remember that when they had to close it down and go in and get them out. If you've got a Wimbledon fact you'd like to share, well, you know the number and you know the Twitter. At Talk Radio is the Twitter.
And you know what to start your messages with.
That's correct. Right, headline hijack on the way. We need a winner. We need somebody who's got a made-up news story in the news, which is 4 minutes away. Cornelius, you've been sifting through.
Oh, have I been sifting?
Well, that's my question.
Yes.
Good. While you are sifting, by the way, I've got just a couple I'm going to read out here.
Okay.
The FA, this is the FA, the Football Association, are said to be considering changing the England national football team to five-a-side. This is in the wake of England going out in the match against Iceland, of course. FA chairman Greg Dyke has been saying this afternoon at a press conference that five-a-side will be better for Wayne Rooney to play in a team because it's where he could count all the players. Some of the confusion is that he thinks
he
can't count up to 11, which is a little bit of the problem. Thanks for that. That came in from Lisa. Cornelius.
Yeah?
Give me a name of a person who's got their made-up news story in the news.
It's Frankie.
Frankie. Okay. Yeah. Where's Frankie from?
Tunbridge Wells.
Frankie from Tunbridge Wells, you are today's recipient of the Headline Hijack Award. Still to come on the programme, you can win some meat. If you'd like to win some meat, get in touch via 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll be doing it later in a game of Dead or Alive. We'll call you back for that as well. And next, Ellie will be here with her pop-up hipster nonsense. It's work experience punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3 metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only $4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advanced rental required, finance, lease, business users only, on vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016, subject to status, guarantees may be required, over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring, excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria. She has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, growing pressure on Corbyn to step down. Remaining EU nations say they're united. And a man's been found guilty of burgling Rita Ora's home.
Talk Radio.
David Cameron and Ed Miliband are the latest to call on Jeremy Corbyn to give up his position as leader of Labour. The Prime Minister told him to resign in the Commons, saying it wasn't in the national interest for him to stay, attacking Mr Corbyn's campaign for the UK to remain in the EU.
We all have to reflect on our role in the referendum campaign. I know the Honourable Gentleman says he put his back into it. All I'd say is I'd hate to see him when he's not trying.
Former Culture Secretary Tessa Jowles told Talk Radio she thinks it's time he steps aside after a vote of no confidence.
Nobody is bigger than the Labour Party, not even the leader of the Labour Party. Everything that he is, he owes to the Labour Party, and he should do the proper thing and stand down today and allow a leadership contest to take place.
Organisers of a London rally in support of Mr Corbyn say they've had to cancel because of popular demand. Work and Pensions Secretary Stephen Crabb has launched his bid to be Prime Minister, promising immigration controls when the UK leaves the EU. He supported remaining in the Union during the referendum campaign, but now wants to head up the negotiations for an exit. The 27 EU nations that will remain after Brexit say they're absolutely determined to stay united. They've held a meeting without British representatives to discuss how to handle the situation. European Council President Donald Tusk says he hopes the UK will be a close partner in the future.
Leaders made it crystal clear today that access to the single market requires acceptance of all four freedoms, including the freedom of movement. There will be no single market à la carte.
Meanwhile, the European Commission President says he'll listen to Nicola Sturgeon's request for talks on Scotland staying in the EU. David Cameron has described last night's triple suicide bombing at an Istanbul airport as barbaric. Turkish investigators say at least 41 people have been killed, with that expected to rise to 50. The attack is being blamed on the Islamic State group. A man has been found guilty of burgling singer Rita Ora's home, making off with more than £200,000 worth of goods. 26-year-old Sharaf Al-Mudin woke up the pop star's sister while rifling through a bedroom last November. And Hugh Laurie is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The British actor will be recognised next year alongside the likes of Marlon Brando, Frank Sinatra and Muhammad Ali. Other celebrities to be honoured at the landmark in LA will include The Rock, Goldie Hawn, Ryan Reynolds, Mark Ruffalo, Eva Longoria and the rapper Ice Cube.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Essential news there from Victoria.
Rain pushing eastwards for many, sunshine and showers in Scotland. Highs of 17 degrees.
Great! Nice little cough, by the way, that you did halfway through that.
I didn't realise my mic was up because I don't control these things. I've got a cold.
Did you catch that at Glastonbury where you were?
Probably.
In the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Victoria. There's sport afoot. Is it Dibble?
Yeah.
Sport with Dibble.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Hello. Gareth Southgate's reportedly interested in becoming the next England manager. Dibble. The current under-21 boss is the bookies' favourite to succeed Roy Hodgson. Dibble. Hodgson has said he'd be willing to help the FA find his successor.
Dibble, Dibble.
Moussa Dembélé says Brendan Rodgers was the reason he signed for Celtic. The French teenager was linked with a move from Fulham to Tottenham, but agreed a four-year contract with the Scottish champions.
Dibble. He told me about the club, about everything, about what he wanted to do with me in the future, and I was happy with that. You know, Brendan is a very big manager, and I can't wait to work with him.
Dembele's Rodgers' first signing at Parkhead. Meanwhile, another former Liverpool boss has completed his first deal. Rafa Benitez has brought Ghent's Belgium under-21 international goalkeeper Mats Selts to Newcastle on a five-year contract.
Dibble.
Fellow Championship side Nottingham Forest have signed the former Everton striker Apostolos Velios. And all eyes will be on Wimbledon's centre court later as Britain's world number 772 Marcus Willis
Dibble.
Takes on Roger Federer. That's your latest sports news,
Dibble.
Powered by TalkSport.
And finally, UK border controllers said they're struggling to cope with the numbers at Dover. An unprecedented number of people are desperately trying to flee the country following the breakdown of its political system.
Thanks, Victoria. That's the news. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go, then.
Evil.
lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, good afternoon. 2:05. More resignations, of course. You'll be getting this news as the afternoon wears on. Pat Glass resigned from the position of Shadow Education Secretary just one day after she got the job. And we are now hearing that Labour is about to run out of people to resign. Everyone in Labour, apart from Jeremy Corbyn, has now resigned. A Labour spokesman told Julia Hartley-Brewer earlier before resigning himself. With no people left to resign, we are also getting information that Jeremy Corbyn's furniture is resigning. It's just quitting from beneath him. His desk has quit, saying that he's a lame duck leader. The carpet in his office has gone, saying that it's worn out by the amount of people coming in to resign. And now Jeremy Corbyn's office chair has gone, leaving the leader just squatting on the floor, a position that the floor has described as untenable. Rumours in Westminster suggest that his beard will have resigned from his face by tea time. More on that with Victoria, of course, in the main news at 2:30.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Time for some work experience punditry. If you are a first-time listener, then you need to know this information. Work experience punditry. It's like reviewing stuff, like is on the radio and that, but with a work experience. And the main reason is that we like to road test, to train, to pretty much nurture, to suckle the next generation of broadcasters and critics. I say that's the main reason. The main reason is, of course, is that we don't have to pay them if they're work experience. Bringing hipster nonsense to the yard is Ellie. She's back.
Hello.
She's back.
Have you missed me, John?
Well, yes. So, Mondays we do music, yes. Usually. TV on Tuesdays. Thursdays, we look at gadgets and geeky stuff. Fridays is film. Wednesday, always my least favourite, isn't it? Because it's a preview of hipster crap pop-up ideas that are coming to this fair nation. And there's never any shortage of them, is there, Ellie? It's
fair never, ever.
No. So, what fresh hell awaits?
Well, have you ever seen the 2007 classic Nacho Libre? It's the Jack Black one?
The wrestling one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that I have seen it, but I know I'm aware of its... Well, it's a wrestling... Mexican wrestling thing?
Because Mexican wrestling is coming to London. Woo! It's the greatest spectacle of Lucha Libre. So basically, it's a boxing venue in Bethnal Green that's being turned into a Mexican arena with loads of masked men and women basically fighting in a good and evil style of free fighting.
Right.
So you can either support the Rudos, who are the bad guys, or the Technicos, who are the good guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this, I mean, is that strictly hipster? Because, I mean, that existed presumably before hipsters were born and invented in their beard hair cribs.
True, but now it's an extravaganza.
Oh, I see. So they've latched on to the hipster vibe, have
yeah,
they?
And yeah, and it's going to be like Mexican street food, so it's automatically hipster.
Oh, God.
Things out of vans.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it used to be called, isn't it? Back in the old days. Oh, I know, I'm just going to get some chips from the van. Not anymore. Now it's street food. Oh, do me a favour. Right, it's just what it was before. I'm going to go and get a BAP. just a BAP. Right, from a van, while you're drunk, it's outside a pub.
It's a brioche bun now.
Now it's a brioche street food bun, with all cereal in it.
Pulled pork.
Yes, yeah, yes, Ellie, exactly right, yes. What do you mean, pulled? It's just pork. It used to be pork, it's just pork. I don't care where it's been pulled, or how it's been pulled, or who's pulled their pork into a bun, right? I'm not eating it because it's just pork.
But it's delicious and you can Instagram it. So So I've got some of the names of the wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
So there's El Santo, who's the saint. There's Lady Apache, and that means like street ruffian. And then like,
is that like, yeah, but street ruffian? I remember you normal ruffians. The one in a ruffian, it's just a ruffian, and now it's street ruffian. I mean, what's next? Pulled ruffian.
Do street ruffians have like cereal in their beards that they then take out and throw at you?
They fight you with cereal. Yes. Pop up street ruffians.
What would your Mexican wrestler name be?
Oh, good question.
Good question.
Taco John.
Why?
What?
Just
why?
Know, any backstory?
Yes.
Do you go on?
Okay. Well, because a taco, right, is the hard shell, isn't it?
It's true.
Yeah. It's the so I'm hard, and I'm full of meat with cheese on. So, but no, I'm hard. Taco shell. Unlike Tortilla Cornelius over there.
Oh.
Soft.
I think you mean holy guacamole.
Soft, flowery Cornelius. Holy guacamole is quite good, honestly.
Yeah.
Well done.
Taco John.
Taco John.
And holy guacamole.
I went all out and I Google translated mine.
Yes.
Oh,
I'd be Damaluna. Because everyone says I have a moon face. It's like a running joke. So I'd roll into that.
A moon face?
Because I have a really round face.
Do you?
Well, I did when I was little. And then everyone said I had the moon. And
well, I wouldn't have said you had a moon face. Wait, if you could see the face you just pulled.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are words for that face.
But they're a little bit mean.
And unbroadcastable. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I'm not going to say what she did, but one of the words is deacon. So, what was it? Yours?
So Damaluna.
Damaluna, and that's moon face.
It's like Lady Luna, Lady Moon.
Okay.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Good. If yes,
would you be a bad guy or a good guy?
Oh, I don't know. What do the ladies like? Do they like the bad guy or the good guy?
I reckon.
I'm asking you, Ellie, because you're a lady. I mean, you're a moon-faced lady, but you are a lady.
I'm going to go bad guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be a bad guy.
What are you, Con?
Oh, I'm going to be a bad guy.
I'm a largely condiment-based guy.
Taco John. The bad guy versus Condiment Con.
Holy guacamole. I don't think that's going to be my name. I think that's going to be my catchphrase.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
I whip my arms in the air and everyone shouts, yeah. Holy guacamole!
Well, I should be jalapeno Juan. Then, in that case, my catchphrase is going to be Taco John. And I'm going to be known as jalapeno Juan.
You like, take him out. Like, tack him out. No?
What else have you got?
So next up is slides and scoops, because I know how much you love adults doing things that should be reserved for children.
What?
Like going to the park.
Oh, I see. Christ. I'm going to say, there's a slur. What are you, the BBC and I'm Cliff Richard? What's this? What's this false accusation? I demand an apology.
So there's a boozy ice cream celebration taking place in a park, and they have loads of different ice creams. So there's Cornish style, Thai style, liquid nitrogen ice cream, boozy ice cream,
pop,
and then
pop ice cream.
Wait for it. There's one that does loads of different toppings, including crickets on ice cream, like the bug.
Not like the sport.
Some sort of cricketer goes and rubs his box around.
No, it's just a normal ice cream. Instead of a flake, it's got a wicket.
So what?
So basically, they all go to a park, and you're allowed to use all the playground equipment, and they serve you ice cream, either boozy, or there's like a Thai style where they like put the milk on and they make ice cream up as they go.
Yeah.
Or there's Cornish, which might be, you know, it's a little bit more tame for you, so that, you know, there's something. You don't have to panic.
Is this street ice cream now?
I mean, like, but yeah, basically.
Because it used to be you could just go to an ice cream van, couldn't you?
Just get a scoop.
And now it's street cream.
Now they've got, like, milk that they pour into, like, an have you seen this? The Thai styles? They have, like, a frozen tray and they pour milk on and it freezes as they make the ice cream up.
Right.
So they do it as, like, a street entertainment slash food stand.
Yes.
So
there's one of those. Is there?
It's like an ice cream version of teppanyaki, where they cook the food in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
On a hot plate, but it's a cold plate, and they just ice cream it in front of you. Is that what it is?
Just squirt it out of a Mr. Whippy machine and be done with it. What's wrong with you? That's an ice cream. There. Curl it off. Like a poo. That's what people know. What they know what they're getting. None of this teppanyaki. No.
You may also remember, John, that a few weeks ago I brought in the freak shakes. Do you remember? They were like the milkshakes that had like 4 pieces of cake on top and sprinkles and all of that.
Yes.
Here you can get gluten-free, vegan freak shakes.
Does the ice cream have booze in it?
So some of it does. Not like rum and raisin, like, you know, experimental stuff.
Rum and raisin hasn't got any real rum in it, has it?
Yeah.
Has it?
I didn't even know that.
Is it like a top deck shandy? It's just a tiny amount of alcohol. I mean, how much rum and raisin ice cream would you have to eat in order to get drunk?
How much brain freeze would you get first?
Yeah, what comes first, the hangover or brain freeze?
Would brain freeze soothe the hangover?
No.
No, straight up, no.
Just no.
That's not how anything is soothed with a massive headache.
Are the crickets alive?
No, I'm assuming they're not, because they'd probably get away from you, really, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want to hang
around. Well, I don't know. If you had a cricket,
right,
and the cricket makes its distinctive sound by rubbing its back legs together, doesn't it? Much like Talk Sports Alan Brazil. And I just wonder if a cricket bogged down in ice cream, would be able to jump in the same way. You know, like people get stuck in mud, right? Like, you know, in
Glastonbury.
Yes. So it's basically an ice cream is a cricket's Glastonbury. And it's not able to move. That would stop it jumping. If you smeared, I'm asking you, Ellie,
if you
smeared enough ice cream on a cricket, a live cricket, would it prevent it from leaping?
I think so. And then it would freeze to death. So then you wouldn't have to worry about it escaping.
There.
Can crickets make their noise if they're not jumping, or is that with the jump?
No, they don't jump. The noise doesn't make a jump. It's rubbing the back legs together.
Yeah, so like as long as you had a cricket like with its front leg stuck in, but then it could still make the noise at the back.
Yes, technically that is true. Yeah, that is. Or the cricket's head was stuck in.
Yeah.
And its back legs were out. Therefore, your ice cream would make a sound.
Yeah.
Which is the most crap hipster thing I've ever...
Make the sound of an ice cream van. Very clever.
Yeah. I know what it is, right? So you've got it's a pop-up cricket orchestra ice cream stall.
Is this at the proms? Which are also
no, it's in your bloody park. And you go along to it, and the crickets, with their heads stuck in Mr. Whippy ice cream, right? And the crickets are all sticking out of the ice cream, but together...
Right.
They are making the cricket noise to the tune of Greensleeves, which is what every ice cream van plays.
It's an amazing venture. It's a shame someone's already thought of it.
It's 18 minutes past two. Ellie is here with this week's roundup of crap hipster nonsense. We'll be back with more.
Talk radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking. Whether you're going on a tour of Europe with the family... Or you're off to France with a football.
Incroyable!
Halfords have got everything you need, from motoring abroad kits to breathalyzers, so you're legally equipped for your European journey. Plus, we can even fit a cycle carrier and roof box to your car, giving you the freedom to pack more into your adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on Earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach, or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple, I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview, and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus, UK only, content stream to compatible device, full terms at NowTV.com.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any knockout game. So, if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets, penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10, standard odds winnings paid in cash, enhanced price winnings paid in free bet stakes not returned, full terms at betfair.com, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Just east of Kirby Lonsdale in Lancashire, there's reports of a problem on the A65. Early details of is an accident near the A683. The M1 in Northamptonshire is struggling because of a breakdown near Toaster, 15A to 61, lanes out. Emergency services are returning an incident on Wiltshire's eastbound M4. A lane's closed near junction 16 for Swindon West. Work continues on the Tunbridge bypass in Kent, A21. It's very heavy because of the roadworks, and roadworks in 3 Milestone in Cornwall causing delays on the A390. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The Conservatives have made up their mind. Jeremy Corbyn's made up his mind, and Labour have made up their mind. I hope you make your mind up to join me, Paul Ross, on the next Full Set Breakfast, so you can tell me whether when they've made their minds up, they've made their minds up right. Does that make sense? I think so. Join me on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. And, well, the news is ever-changing, as we know. Many more resignations. We've already been hearing about Jeremy Corbyn's beard having resigned from his face. Details of that coming up in the main news at 2:30. But the news is complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's right. And you're not alone, Cornelius, because many people can't, which is where we come in with our helpful breakdown of all things news. If you break the news down to its component part, you end up with Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Undercover cops are banned from sex with targets. James Bond is livid.
The news in haikus. Time for more hipster nonsense. She has the job of previewing the latest round of hipster crap to hit this country from the minds of idiots. And we've already talked about a children's playground where you can go and eat live crickets as they play the theme to Greensleeves using their back legs, and eat them out of ice cream. What else do we talk about? It's already
wrestling,
Mexican pop-up street ruffian wrestling. Great. What's next?
So I feel like the first two haven't been dangerous enough for you. I'm sure you want something a bit more exciting.
Right.
So the next thing is from Whistlepunks, and it is urban axe throwing. Just thinking.
Well, before you go any further, does it involve throwing them at hipsters?
That would be very urban.
Yes.
But no.
Oh.
It is sadly targets.
Right.
Right. But basically, you can go down and they give you an axe and they teach you how to, like, proper throw it at a board. And then you basically enter a competition with everyone you're with to see who is, like, champion of the axe.
Right. Is, I mean, and there are hipsters running this.
I mean, I'm assuming so. It's called Whistlepunks. So.
Yes. I mean, I don't trust hipsters with a spoon. so I don't really trust a hipster with a weapon. I mean, that's not safe, is it?
I mean, you don't really like hipsters. So do you mind if it's not safe?
Well, I don't mind if they do it between them and don't really involve the rest of us. I mean, that's absolutely, which is more or less how I approach anything they think of. If one is presented with an axe-wielding hipster, I mean, you know, there has to be ways to deal with that. I mean,
if you were to put your wrestling alter ego versus an axe-wielding hipster, who would win?
My wrestling alter ego, Jalapeno Juan. Well, I mean, this only works as a concept, as I say, if you can strap a hipster to a board.
Right.
Maybe.
What if it's a hipster wielding an axe? So you've got your own face-off, you're both in the ring, but you can use any superpower you want. Your jalapeno Juan, so you can use maybe like jalapenos to blind them.
Yes. Now you're being ludicrous. No. What it is this is how it should work.
Right.
And if it isn't, then I'm just not interested.
Okay.
You've got a hipster against a board.
Right.
But on his head is a bowl of his own cereal from his stupid pop-up shop.
Right. Are you sure it's a board? Or is it not like an exposed brick wall?
Yes, good. Yes.
Under a railway arch.
Yes.
Right, good.
That's been put there by young offenders who've been retrained by Jamie Oliver.
Right.
And they've got a bowl of cereal on their head, a bit like William Tell.
Right.
Yeah. And you have to try and knock the cereal off their head with an axe that you're throwing at them. But if you miss, it doesn't matter. While crickets, with their faces in ice cream, rub their back legs together to play the William Tell Overture.
That's beautiful.
Is that the event?
No.
Then I don't care about it.
Con, you like this one?
Yeah, go on.
Didn't you?
The axe one, yeah. Yeah, just chuck a load of axes about what can go wrong.
They said it's very good for stag do's, so...
Yes, well, there are...
Person who said that, not on a stag do at the time, just had to, like, was sharing a train with one and just went, this would be very good for you lot to go to, actually.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Here's something that you could all attend.
Yeah.
Hang on, does drunk people with axes now?
I mean, I don't make the rules.
Fine. What else have you got?
So as well as that, there's the BFG Jam Jar Trail. I don't know if you've seen that this film is coming out again, like a new revamped version of it.
Yes.
So what they're doing is through London, they're like mislaying jars where he keeps all the dreams. And there'll be dreams from loads of different celebrities. So there's Steven Spielberg's.
He's made the film, hasn't he?
Right. So Sophie Dahl, who is granddaughter, makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Right. Nadia Hussein of Bake Off.
Yeah, that's who I would have gone for.
And it just says, I'm the Arsenal Football Club.
I don't understand what's going on. They're putting these people in jars.
Have their displays with what their dreams would be.
In their dream. They're putting the dreams in jars.
What's Arsenal's dream?
Silverware, I think.
Hey?
I don't know if that's funny anymore.
I don't really understand it, if I'm honest. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to put any of my dreams in jars for all to see.
No.
And that's just going to be wrong.
It'd be a fool jar.
Right, well, I think, no, again, you see, that's nonsense. If you want to put... Remember when David Blaine was in a glass box?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that was a thing that had happened.
Yeah, well, put these people you're talking about
in jars.
And leave them around London.
Are you going to keep it the same size jar? So does, like, Steven Spielberg get a jar, but then the whole of the Arsenal squad, including reserves, have to get all in the same...
All in the same jar.
Same one jar.
Yes.
Right.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
And then hipsters... to release them from the jars.
But wait, they should put fairy lights in the jars, right? And then hang the jars in their, like, cafes, providing light for all to see.
I was going to suggest that... we put the hipsters in the jars.
Right.
Okay. And you can go down there and watch celebrities throwing axes at the glass jars containing hipsters. That's my idea.
Beautiful.
Of a new pop-up. See, we've come up with a lot of pop-up ideas.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Well, exactly. is there anything else hateful you'd like to finish with?
To finish off, So there's this thing called Keeping Up with the Joneses. So it's like 8 rooms and you go around. It's a bit like one of those dinner party ones that I know that you absolutely despise. So this one
role
includes...
role playing.
Basically, it's got 7 rooms and a garden disco. And it
That's just a disco. Stop calling things... putting words that exist... All you're doing is taking places that exist and putting them in front of existing things to make them sound more hip. It doesn't work. Food is food. If you eat it in the street, it doesn't automatically become street food. It's just bloody food. Pork, right? It's just pork. Don't pull it about. It's pork.
Well, this has got...
A disco is a disco. Having it in a garden and putting the word garden in front of it... doesn't make it any more hip. It's just a disco on some grass.
So it's got edible vodka toothpaste.
Oh, get out of here. It's 2:30. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria is here. Victoria's popped up with the news.
There's growing pressure for Jeremy Corbyn to resign as Labour leader as his predecessor and the Prime Minister join calls for him to quit. During PMQs, David Cameron told him directly it's not in the national interest to stay on. Ed Miliband believes Mr Corbyn's position is untenable, while Harriet Harman, who was the party's interim leader last summer, also says he should go.
Well, I think it's evident that he's failed, and it's so important for the party and it's so important for the country that we have a strong and effective opposition at this time, and it is evident that Jeremy Corbyn has failed as leader of the Labour Party and then should stand down.
The Shadow Chancellor's conceded there'll be a leadership election in the party. The UK has been told if it wants access to the EU single market in the future, it'll have to accept free movement of people. The 27 remaining members have met for the first time without British representatives to discuss the UK's exit. Some breaking news, 20 school children have gone missing in the Brecon Beacons. Mountain rescue teams are working in South Wales to try and find the group who are said to have gone missing in a cave. Turkish authorities are examining CCTV footage and interviewing witnesses after a triple suicide bombing at Istanbul's Atatürk airport. 41 people were killed and dozens of others injured. And a man has been found guilty of burgling Rita Ora's home in northwest London. 26-year-old Sharaf Al-Mudin stole more than £200,000 worth of stuff last November, including designer shoes, phones and computers. He woke up the pop star's sister as he rifled through her bedroom. The weather, rain pushing eastwards for many. Sunshine and showers in Scotland. Highs of 17 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. That was really great.
Thanks for listening.
I wasn't.
I know.
Fine. Good. So, still to come on the programme, win some meat. Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We've got that to give away as well because we're not racist. And you can do it in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to get involved in that, here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could be picked at random to come on the radio to play a game of Dead or Alive in order to win some meat or indeed organic veg. Also, what the people think. We'll find out. We'll go onto the streets to find out what the people think, of course. And you've got a diversity paper review. As we hold out our hands... to Europe, as we have the diversity we have is a foreign European one to come in and review the papers for us today. There's a big debate as well. Alan, we will be talking to our foreign correspondent before the afternoon is out about the post-Brexit Britain. All to come here on Talk Radio.
Great Scott! If my calculations are correct, when the clock tower strikes 10 this Sunday night, you're gonna hear some serious stuff!
Join Howard Hughes as he unwinds the hands of time all the way back to 2005 for a rare interview with the late Al Bielek, lone survivor of the greatest military experiment cover-up of all time.
Al Bielek says that he traveled in time in the Philadelphia experiment. This is one not to miss. The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes. Sunday night at 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. That is what you're listening to with your human ears. It's Wimbledon. You've probably noticed that. There's, the other sport went wrong, so why not concentrate on this other one? The Wimbledon, the tennis one that there is. We are helping out, for those that may not know, with Wimbledon Facts this afternoon. If you've got a fact about Wimbledon, that you'd like to share. Facts so far have included, of course, the fact that Wimbledon was closed last year early after that school of dolphins became trapped in one of the nets.
Mm.
That was a fact from earlier. Another fact from earlier was this one.
Yes, that of course the centre court not only has a retractable roof, but this year they've also installed a retractable sky above it, which can be removed if it starts raining and the man with the key for the roof isn't in.
First, Wimbledon, this has come in. Because you can get your facts to us, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Wimbledon fact.
The fact that's come in here is from Nicola. The first ever Wimbledon was, of course, invented by the Wombles after they made good use of some tennis rackets, tennis balls, strawberries, cream, Pimm's and Robinson's orange barley water that the folks left behind.
Mm.
Very much, as the Wombles are famous for, is they took those that somebody just left on Wimbledon Common and used them to make a tennis tournament.
Yeah.
So without the Wombles, we simply wouldn't have that. Pat Cash. Would pat an enormous pile of his cash for luck before he would go on to play.
That was mostly what was in his kit bag, wasn't it?
Yeah, just...
His big old kit bag. It's just full of cash.
Full of pat cash.
Yeah.
And he would pat it.
He'd pat it.
Yeah. And Bjorn Borg would give birth to one of the Borg from Star Trek.
Yeah.
For luck.
For luck.
As he went to the court, wouldn't he? He'd lie on his... You know they have towels at Wimbledon, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he had hot towels,
okay.
Bjorn Borg, and they would bring them to him. And just before every match, he'd put his feet in stirrups, wouldn't he, Bjorn Borg?
Yeah, yeah.
And give birth to 7 of 9 from Star Trek, which would come out of him for luck.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got any Wimbledon facts you'd like to share, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You got one there?
Yeah, this has come in from Nathan, who says, when a player wins any fixture in the Wimbledon, they're rewarded straight away with a hunted pheasant, a television, and a single fire starter.
Great.
And that is why, at the end of the game, the umpire will declare game, set, and match.
If you've got a Wimbledon fact, do join in as we help people on this show, as you know. And today we're helping them with the history of Wimbledon. And, well, with sport in mind, I'm going to be honest with you, I struggle with at this time of year when all the sport is on, because I have no interest in sport, which is why I like the Wimbledon facts, because, you know, I'm learning all the time. But when the Englands went out of the soccer ball game, I didn't really have any knowledge of it, of what was going on, but I'm just not interested in sport. And as we have to work here in the same office as Talk Sport, it does mean I can't join in any conversations that happen in the office. Not a one.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see Stan Collymore.
Yeah.
In the office.
Mm.
Right? And the only thing I know about him is the dogging stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know that I'll be able to walk up to Stan Collymore and say, how about when you did that dogging that time?
No, he's a very big man.
Yes.
So,
so I can't really join in with the sport.
Well, what we should do is we should make you go and talk sport to talk sport.
In what sense?
Okay. How about, right?
Yes.
If I give you...
Yeah.
We'll do this after the show.
Yeah.
I'll give you three sort of phrases or sentences that are relevant to this week in sport.
Right, so sort of...
So it's sort of little guiders, sort of like, oh, well, he had to go, didn't he, Hodgson?
Right.
Or something like...
They covered every blade of ball on the goal.
Yeah, not quite. No, just stuff, real stuff that you can go. And then you can just talk to them. And I'm sure you'll be able to blag it. We should see how long you can sort of blag a conversation. How long you can talk sport to talk sport.
Talk sport to talk sport.
Yeah.
I like that, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's
talk
good.
Talk radio, talk sport to talk sport. Sport. On Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's got a catchy title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it.
So, what we'll do...
What? So what sort of phrases are you thinking?
So, there should be one about Roy Hodgson, because he quit. So if I say, just Hodgson just wasn't up to the job.
Yeah.
So, you have to...
Fine, that's good.
Okay, okay. We'll do another football one, because it's been big footballing week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to give you any more clues, right. But I'll just say the phrase, so... Well, it's their first major tournament in a while.
Right, I'm going to write that down. Yeah, okay, fine. And should we do one about tennis?
Yeah, okay.
Shall we open up the
yeah,
line?
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah, because I don't know about tennis.
Fine,
so.
Someone will.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Or any other sport, for that matter. Right, okay, that's what we're going to do. Talk radios, talk sport to talk sport on talk radio. Random sporting, genuine sporting phrases that I have to get into a conversation.
Yeah, and then you just have to sort of build
blag the rest.
Yeah, this will be fun, I think.
And record it on my phone.
Yeah.
And we'll play it out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's what we do then. So get in your... that's actually quite a good idea. Get in your sporting phrases for me to open some conversation starters.
Do you use the hashtag talkradios, talksport to talksport on talk radio?
And we'll get that trending.
Yeah, we'll get that trending, no problem.
Good. So that's what we'll do. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag talkradio, talksport to talksport on talk radio.
We'll have a European special diversity paper review next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply. Advance rental required. Finance, lease, business users only. On vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Just east of Kirby Lonsdale in Lancashire, there's reports of a problem on the A65. Early details of is an accident near the A683. The M1 in Northamptonshire is struggling because of a breakdown near Toaster, 15861 lanes out. Emergency services are returning an incident on Wiltshire's eastbound M4. A lane's closed near junction 16 for Swindon West. Work continues on the Tunbridge bypass in Kent. The A21 is very heavy because of the roadworks, and roadworks in 3 Milestone in Cornwall causing delays on the A390. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And in a moment, we'll be talking to our Diversity Paper reviewer in the Diversity Paper Review here on Talk Radio. But before we do, let's remind ourselves, lest we forget, the news is very complicated, very fast-moving, things resigning all over the place. Other people getting new jobs and then resigning again a minute later. Other people standing for jobs that were vacant and then jobs that aren't vacant becoming vacant or not vacant. And then people resigning to fill the holes. And then there's a man called a crab. The news is complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, I know. And the thing is, if he does get the job, of course, it's very hard to move crabs once you've got them. So... Here's where we explain the news, apparently. Here's where we explain the news by breaking it down to its component parts. That is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haiku.
Pensions Minister Stephen Crabb makes PM bid. It's a sideways move.
Very much going up the crab ladder. It's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Okay then, Diversity Paper Review it is, because it's where we invite a different diversity each day to review the papers, thus making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, the kind of thing that would make Lenny Henry very proud indeed. A European special. Of course, we reach the hand of diversity across to sunny Spain. Viva la España. Are you still our friends, Marta, given recent events?
Yeah, I don't know for how long, though.
No.
But
no.
Still here.
What's the feeling in Spain? Do you spit back at Britain now? Do you? Because Gibraltar's ours, you witch.
Yeah, but you know that we're claiming it back.
I know.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'll fight you for it.
Yeah, that's insane. Well, let's do that. Let's fight for it.
Let's arm wrestle for it now.
Okay.
Arm wrestling for Gibraltar.
Hello, you join us on Talk Radio here where diplomatic relations have broken down into arm wrestling.
Moving the keyboard out of the way.
And the arena is set. And elbows are on the table. Britain versus Spain in the battle for Gibraltar. 3, 2, 1. Oh, and they're off.
This isn't actually my good arm. I hurt this bowling.
John has hurt this arm bowling. Oh, and there we go. Spain now owns.
Genuinely hurt.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot.
Really?
I wanted to
Spain
use the other
won,
arm
by the way.
Because I hurt that and it's still. I've got a weak arm.
I'm sorry. But so Spain, I still won.
Yeah, so Spain now own Gibraltar.
Yay!
And we're also going to chuck in a Falkland Island with it, just for fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Right then, paper review. Let's find out what's in the papers from our Spanish colleague, Marta.
Yes. So, to begin with, I've got a murder mystery for you.
A murder mystery?
So, Michigan, a man was found dead in his bedroom.
Yes.
His wife.
Yes.
Was found next to him.
Yes.
Still alive. And there's only one thing that can solve the mystery.
Yes.
It's their parrot.
What?
The parrot.
Yes.
So, they basically have this murder case in which they suspect that Miss Durham.
Yes.
Killed her husband and tried to kill herself after that, but
okay.
She failed.
Yeah.
And the parrot witnessed everything, apparently.
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 Yes. So they're genuinely trying to get the parrot to talk?
Yes.
And tell them what happened.
There have been reports, because now the parrot, the dead man's previous wife has the parrot now.
Yes.
And apparently, the parrot's been speaking. It's been recreating the alleged final conversation that the killed man.
Who's a murdered boy then?
I can read the conversation to you if you want.
Oh, please do. But you have to do it in the voice of a parrot.
Oh, dear. That's... Okay. So I'm going to start being the man.
Yes.
And then I'll be the woman.
Okay.
Get out!
Is that a parrot?
It's so, good.
It's a Spanish parrot.
Okay, fine.
Where will I go? What? Don't bleep shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a swear word.
There's a swear word there. We got
so,
that. Yeah.
Don't bleep shoot.
Yes.
And then there were shots, and the man died.
Is there not another swear word after the word bleep?
What?
Sounded like it. Okay, it's not. It's
it wasn't a swear word.
Okay, good.
It was not.
Who's a murdered boy then?
So apparently, this woman filmed the parrot, like talking,
yes.
But she only got that the last line. So apparently, there's not enough evidence.
Right.
But they're taking the parrot to court. And they're trying to make it testify, make it recreate,
it's gonna be,
perform.
Up in front of the beak. Yeah, it's going to be... Because it's a parrot, isn't it? And the slang for the judge is like a beak, isn't it? And it's a parrot up in front of the beak.
Mm.
So, right. now, this is... Okay, well, this is could be a precedent, couldn't it? Because that you could,
mm-hmm.
then, could you not... have a parrot present everywhere at all times. So when, it's like Minority Report, but with parrots.
Yes.
So it's like future crime. So you put a parrot in any scenario where a crime could be committed, then you can always rely on the parrot post-crime to speak the words of what happened. So if, let me give you an example, Marta, if there'd been a parrot in the vault in the Hatton Garden raid.
Yes.
Afterwards, it would have gone, it was the old men that did it!
Exactly, yeah. And we would have known. Yeah. I would have saved, like, loads of money on police investigations. Yeah.
This is, Now, you weigh up the cost of putting a parrot everywhere against policing.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work because your Hatton Garden... scenario that would have required, because parrots just repeat things they've heard.
Yes.
So that would have required the thieves to go, it was us old men who did it.
Okay.
And then they'd have to repeat that. The parrot would have to repeat that.
Yes.
So
right.
You could just be like, it'd be like staying silent would be like wearing gloves to cover your fingerprints. Just stay silent so the parrot can't repeat.
Well, we could train the parrot to just report what it sees.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily.
Yeah.
Parrots don't have to just repeat things, do they?
Oh, I thought they did.
Well, yeah, that'd be like Pokemon in that sense.
That is one feather to their wing, right, is that they can repeat. But I think they can just talk on their own, I think. Mm. I don't know. I'm not a parrot expert. Jeez.
No.
All right, well, we train them. It's still cheaper than policing.
Okay.
Absolutely.
To train a parrot with all words and put one everywhere where a crime might be committed. Okay.
Exactly.
And then they can report... like Minority Report, on that crime
cool.
as it happens. Yeah.
And we'll be doing a good thing, because there are loads of parrots out there anyway, living in the streets.
Yeah.
So we'll actually give them a shelter, we'll actually feed them.
Yes.
Mm.
So we'll be doing a good thing at the same time.
Oh, Lord Lucan pushed her! Murderer! Who's a naughty lord? It'd say, wouldn't it? In crime terms. You know?
He's been on the dark internet!
Oh! Quack, quack, oops! Stately Travis! All these people. Oh, Jim fixed it! The entire crime industry would stop. We'd stop crime, Marta, with your parrot.
I know.
With
it's
your crime
a genius
fighting
idea.
Parrot thing.
He turned an oblivious eye to that insider trading!
Exactly. Anyway, what else have you got?
So, related to this...
Yes. Which newspaper is this in?
This was...
Animal News.
This was on the Times, page 17.
Yes.
And now we're going to Daily Star, page 19.
Great.
The headline says, if you need the cops, please send an email.
Okay.
So,
but we don't need the cops, for we have crime-fighting parrots.
In the future, but right now, we don't have the parrots yet.
Okay, fine.
So, I think it's going to take about a couple of months to get the parrots. carrot thing sorted. Okay. So for the next 2 months,
yes.
If you're in Devon and Cornwall,
mm-hmm.
and you need the please,
yes.
they advise you to send them an email. Because otherwise,
do you put 999 in the subject header?
I guess so. I guess it's 999@999.com. Yeah. They don't say. They don't. This is rubbish because they don't give the address.
Just send any email.
Just send any email. So apparently the thing is that their phone service is, quote, unacceptable,
yes.
according to them.
It's like talk radio.
Pretty much, yeah. And they...
Oh, no, except people probably phone the police.
Yeah,
good point.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, apparently waiting times on the phone are 10 minutes minimum. So the police say, you know what, just drop us a line. And we'll see what we can do.
That's all very well, but what if you're involved? What if you are involved in a crime, say the Hatton Garden crime, and the old men have come in, and for the sake of the scenario, the old men have gone.
Yeah.
We're the old men robbing the stuff.
Yeah,
robbing the safety deposit boxes. The parrot is then going, oh, here's the old men robbing the deposit boxes. Oh, right. And then the parrot has to email the police.
That was my point. We also have to train them to send emails.
Yes.
It's getting too complicated.
Yeah,
I
well,
think.
It's
not impossible. I'm not saying we can't do it.
And then you get a... then the. Yes, I think it's possible. I mean, I don't know the numbers, but if we crunch them, I'm going to say it's cheaper to put a parrot everywhere.
Yeah.
And train it... with all vocabulary and teach it to email the police,
yes.
than it is to have the current expenditure on modern policing.
Yeah.
Probably. But we also have to give them smartphones because they need to have a device to send
yeah, but
an email.
You don't want parrots with smartphones around where thieves are because they'll just get stolen.
No, but they could use them to like take pictures of the thieves and criminals.
Hmm.
Yep. Oh, smile for the camera! the flaw with this, though, of course, is that, you know, in comics...
Yeah, I was about to say this. Go on, you say it.
When thieves would distract dogs by throwing a stake over, over a hedge.
Yeah.
Right? If you were going to rob a place and the parrot was there, all you've got to do is throw a nice... fresh piece
cracker.
Of cuttlefish.
Oh, cuttlefish.
Or cracker.
Cracker, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over the... over the cage.
Easily bribed parrot.
And you bribe the parrot,
yeah.
Or you kill it, like in that Monty Python skit.
Yeah.
It is an ex-parrot.
Yeah.
It has ceased to be. Oh, it's murdering me!
How sad.
Martha, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
You.
That was today's Diversity Paper Review. The Big Debate. Coming after 3 o'clock, there will be more foreign as we speak to our German correspondent, our foreign correspondent from Germany, about Brexit. We'll be finding out on the streets what the people think. Stephen Hawking will be here to tell us a rude joke. And we will give you some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive this afternoon, it'll be happening within the next hour, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. 5 or less as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. If you would like to win some meat, by the way, just ahead of the news, then I can promise you, I forgot to give you the choice. Chicken, beef, or lamb? Chicken, beef, or lamb is the choice of meat, and a box of is it obvious that I'm filling time because Victoria's not come in the room yet?
It's not too bad.
Right. Shall I just keep going till she turns up?
Yeah, yeah. So tell them about how to win some meat.
So we'll be doing a game of dead or alive.
Have you said we're not racist yet?
No.
That's a nice little sort of some words.
Okay. We'll give away some meat, chicken, beef, or lamb. Or we could give you a box of organic veg.
Why is that, John?
Because we're not racist.
Ah, excellent.
We cater for all here.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. 87222 if you'd like
to start your message with the word talk.
Oh, nice of you to join us, Victoria.
I'm sorry, the printer takes forever and I was dealing with a breaking news situation.
It's a very slow system.
It's Talk Radio, 2:03. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron joins calls for Corbyn to go. School children are lost in the Brecon Beacons. And a man's guilty of burgling Rita Ora's home.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has joined calls for Jeremy Corbyn to step down as Labour leader.
I have to say to the Honourable Gentleman, he talks about job insecurity and my 2 months to go. It might be in my party's interest for him to sit there. It's not in the national interest. And I would say, for heaven's sake, man, go.
Ed Miliband and Harriet Harman also say it's time for him to step down. Labour MPs overwhelmingly backed a no-confidence motion last night and the Shadow Chancellor's conceded a leadership challenge is in the pipeline. Benjamin Butterworth is the chair of London Young Labour.
There are lots of young members who passionately like Jeremy Corbyn and still like Jeremy Corbyn. But the fact is that if he can't command the confidence of 150 of his MPs, then there are question marks over whether he can run a country.
It's thought Angela Eagle will announce intentions to stand as leader with the backing of current deputy Tom Watson. Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown has warned people not to rush to judgment on how best to secure Scotland's place in Europe as Nicola Sturgeon's been holding talks in Brussels. The First Minister wants a second independence referendum as Scottish voters back staying in the EU. So far, just one Conservative MP has put his name forward to become the next Prime Minister. Stephen Crabbe has formally entered the race while Boris Johnson and Theresa May are also expected to confirm before tomorrow's midday deadline. In the last half an hour, it's been confirmed mountain rescue teams are searching for a group of school children who were lost in the Brecon Beacons in atrocious weather conditions. The alarm was raised at around 1 p.m. It's believed around 20 children are lost. Sky's Richard Suchet has more.
A local pub owner has told us that his pub car park is being used as a base by rescue services, and he's been told to get his pub ready to receive 14 to 16 children and offer warm drinks.
Officials say the number of people killed in a triple suicide bombing at Istanbul's main airport is likely to rise to 50. The death toll is currently at 41 after the attack last night, which injured dozens of others. David Cameron says there are no reports of any UK casualties. The husband of a woman giving evidence at Max Clifford's indecent assault trial says being in court has been like 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. The 73-year-old former publicist denies assaulting her at his London office in the early 80s when she was 17. Her husband says their relationship started in July 2010 and she told him what's alleged to have happened that December. And a man has been found guilty of burgling Rita Ora's home. £200,000 worth of goods were taken from the pop star's house in northwest London last November.
Talk Radio national weather.
She's too orangey for crows.
Rain pushing eastwards for many, a mix of sunshine and showers in Scotland, highs of 17 degrees.
Great. That was Victoria with the news. And this is Talk Radio. And now, Alex Dibble has got the sports live from a pet shop.
Homes. You see, it's not very nice, is it, John?
Dibble.
It's not very nice.
Dibble.
And now you've put me in this ridiculous place.
Dibble.
Can't you just let me do the sport for one
Dibble.
Hour?
Do it.
Come on.
Do it now.
Thank you.
Dibble.
My goodness. Homes.
Dibble.
Gareth Bale says there's pride in the Wales camp of being the only home nation left at Euro 2016. They beat Northern Ireland in the last 16 before England's humiliation against Iceland. And ahead of their quarterfinal with Belgium, Bale says they've managed to get through their last game without being at their best.
To have an ugly game of football and win shows the team spirit and the character and what we've got at the moment. So, no, we're very happy, we're very proud and... We'll be flying the flag of Wales.
Glenn Hoddle could be in line for a second spell as England manager. He's currently the bookie's second favourite behind Gareth Southgate to succeed Roy Hodgson. Play's been suspended at the Oval in the penultimate one-day international between England and Sri Lanka. The weather's caused problems at Wimbledon as well, with covers on the outer court at the moment. And golf's big three could all be absent when the sport appears at the Olympics for the first time. After Jason Day and Rory McIlroy pulled out because of the Zika virus, Jordan Spieth's admitted that he's uncertain as well. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Dibble. Live from a pet shop that sells basilisks and dragons, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, I love that jingle. Let's play it again.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, yeah, good afternoon, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. More resignations, of course. You know now that Pat Glass has resigned from the position of Shadow Education Secretary just one day after she got the job. We're now getting news that Labour has actually run out of people to resign. Everyone in Labour, apart from Jeremy Corbyn, has now resigned, a Labour spokesman told Julia Hartley Brewer earlier here on Talk Radio, before resigning himself. And with no people left to resign, we are hearing that Jeremy Corbyn's furniture has begun to leave him. His desk has quit, saying he's a lame duck leader. The carpet in his office has gone, saying it's just simply worn out by the amount of people coming in to resign. And his chair has gone, leaving the leader just squatting on the floor, a position the floor has described this afternoon as untenable. Rumours in Westminster suggest that Jeremy Corbyn's beard will have resigned from his face by tea time. More on that as it breaks, of course, with Victoria in the main news at 3:30.
Talk Radio.
Meanwhile, it's time for the big debate. Right, the Queen has got two. You are only allowed one under an EU law. Well, it seems that the birthday might be the thing of the past. Now, birthdays, as we know them, are enshrined in EU law. The only reason we celebrate birthdays in Britain is because of the European Union passing legislation to say that we should do so some years ago. Now we've left the European Union after Brexit, the question is, are we going to get rid of birthdays? We certainly don't need them anymore. I've got Mark on the line. He's very much against birthdays, thinks it's a good job we pulled out of the European Union because it means the end of birthdays. Am I right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Why do you have a problem with birthdays?
Well, I think it's forced fun, isn't it? You're made to enjoy yourself. The only other people in history, apart from friends and family, who forced us to have fun were the Nazis and Blue Peter. Mm. Yeah, Hermann Göring himself, much like Valerie Singleton, loved them so much, she used to have one every year.
Yeah. Well, it's a strong argument, certainly, but let me, while you're there, Mark, let me bring in Malcolm, who's on the other line, because he's very much in favour of us keeping birthdays. Am I right, Malcolm? Yeah?
Yeah, all right, John, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks for calling in, Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he sounds like the sort of joyless harbinger of doom who's making this country go to the actual dogs.
Yeah, the actual
what
dogs.
What is he thinking?
Yeah,
the actual dogs, yeah. I mean, if we've had birthdays, right, the mini candle industry would die on its arse.
Yes.
Clinton's cards would disappear from the high street altogether.
Right.
Is that what you want?
Is that what you want? Would you like, Mark, you listening to that, would you like Clinton's cards and mini candles to be fed to actual dogs? Is that what you're calling for?
Well, can I just say, firstly, can we cut off his mic so he can't make any more salient points?
Yeah, we can do that, actually, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, actually, I'm not a joyless. I'm a Jehovah's Witness, I'd like to say. So we don't believe in birthdays or fun. They're a sin and an affront to God. And so, yes, I would like to get rid of candles and all that stuff.
But
they're invented by pagan card companies.
Yes. But would you like to feed them to dogs? That's the question. That's what Malcolm wants to know.
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Malcolm,
what?
Come back on it, Malcolm.
Insane. I mean, what, we'd have, like, Ronald McDonald clowns sleeping rough in the street because they'd have no kids to entertain. Is that what he wants? I think it is.
Do you want clowns in the streets, Mark? I mean, you're putting candles in the mouths of dogs. Now you want clowns in the streets. I mean, are you some kind of monster?
I think if we just got rid of Ronald McDonald and his ilk altogether, that'd be fine for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the problem is this guy on the other end, he seems to be trying to make subtle, nuanced points. There's no room for that on this show, sir. I think you want Delaney.
Yeah, he's right. You know,
Hey, mate, I've been listening to this show since it started.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Talk Sport. Too much sport, so now I moved across here. It's just talk, innit? And the talk is cheap, let me tell you, coming out of your mouth. I've seen you coming around my door, knocking on my door, trying to say to me that I can't have a birthday. On my birthday, this one sweet, unspoiled day of guaranteed happiness once a year, a joyful affirmation of our presence on God's great earth, and you want to get rid of it? You've lost it, mate.
Saying you've lost it, Mark. Saying you're a racist.
Well, what I would say to you is that you, sir, are what the Germans call a Schattenparker. Literally, one who parks in the shade. What I want to make the point is, what do we do with these people who are in limbo? Like myself, I was born on the 29th of February.
Yep.
I'm only 6 years old. I can't drive a car or buy alcohol, which is a sin. And I can't tell you the number of nice old men I've met on internet forums who were gutted when a six-year-old me turned up.
What do you say to this, right? In fact, in the argument here is that you want to get rid of birthdays. Now, that's plural, Mark. So what I'm suggesting here, and Malcolm, do come in if you agree with me, is we don't have birthdays, we have a birth date. It's the day we're born, and we celebrate that with the mother of all parties. Now, some people are suggesting that we hold those parties in the womb. Now I can hear a child in the background there, yeah. Malcolm.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah, right. Can you be quiet,
Malcolm? Making his point.
That's my daughter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's looking forward to her birthday as it happens.
Making more sense than you.
But
really enjoys it. Yes.
But would
she's
the,
getting
but
a bit annoyed?
But the question
to the show.
That's right. The question, Malcolm, though, is what if she just celebrated the actual day of her birth in the womb? Now, you know, there are
already done it, mate. Already done it. I was waiting down the other end with a party hat on.
Yep.
And streamers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an early adopter of that sort of thing.
Right.
And I'm fully behind it.
So would you happily, and they've been trialling this in Sweden, of course, they've been putting, they've been opening up the pregnant women just as they're giving birth, sort of like a caesarean. Not that they need a caesarean, but they've been putting some cake in there, obviously in a bit of serviette.
Opening a present. It's like opening a present, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? Exactly that. They've gift-wrapped the belly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
If we got rid of birthdays, I genuinely think, you know, that we would sort of lose track of how old we actually are. Like your man who's six over there, you know, it's easy for him. He doesn't have that many birthdays. But
yeah.
I think we'd live in a world where, you know, you wouldn't know what section to put you in a survey, in a questionnaire. It'd be like Nwankwo Kanu playing for Arsenal at the age of 45 in every single job, in every town in this godforsaken country. And I, for one, am not having it.
He's not having it, Mark, is he? You haven't.
That was a football reference, John, there for you.
I didn't really understand it. Mark, he's coming up with football references that I don't understand, Mark.
He's just talking on. So this guy's a real son of a bachelor.
All I'm going to say is that if it wasn't for birthdays,
yeah,
then we wouldn't be distinguishing between adults and children. And a lot of John's colleagues, like Rolf and Jimmy, would still be out here raising a lot of money for charity.
That is a point.
He's a party pooper. He's a party pad.
Would you poo a party? I mean, if there was a party in you, that is a valid point, Mark. A simple yes or no. If there was a party in you, would you poo it? Would you poo a party? Are you a party pooper?
No, it's against my religion.
Right. What about you, Malcolm?
It's against your religion to poo. It's against this religion to poo.
To poo a party?
Yeah. We have ours sewn up at birth.
Some religions do that, Mark and Malcolm. Don't you know? That's people's beliefs. Don't mess with them. Now here's a suggestion, right? Birthday, no. Death day, yes.
Yes.
Come back on that.
It's macabre. Well, you're in favour of it, are you, matey boy? He's in favour of this, is he?
Well, as Jehovah's Witnesses, the only thing we celebrate is death, the death of Jesus Christ. So I would be in favour of that.
So we celebrate death instead. So what you've got here, and let's take it through to its logical conclusion, right? So birthday's gone. We live in a post Brexit world where they've gone, right? And now what you've got is people's deaths celebrated. But you have to, and you've got to bear this in mind because it will cost the country money. You before you bury somebody, you have to prop them up in a room with invite friends and family round, pop a hat on the body, maybe put blowers in its mouth for its last breath, right, and just celebrate the death day.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like what you're describing is Mr. Dead, that Harry Enfield sketch. Sounds good to me.
It was a good sketch, that. Yeah, it was good. But I don't remember this being written on the side of Nigel Farage's big red bus.
No.
I don't remember being told about this before the vote. I mean, John, there's a lot of things we weren't told about before this vote, weren't there?
Am I right? I mean, yeah, we've talked about this earlier on the show, and it actually ties in with the cake thing, because it turns out food can't be... can't keep its name. EU rules have said, you know, the Cumberland sausage, the Newcastle and Leeds racist slice, that's going to have to go because these are protected in law. The Cornish egg, Scotland's battered heroin, the Norfolk and East Anglia cobbler, which of course is a pie crust filled with incest. All of these are traditional British foods, and we weren't told about that either. And so it's the end for birthday cake as well. Good old fashioned British birthday cake.
What are we left with, thanks to this guy? I mean, what are we left with, thanks to these fun bandits just coming and ruining everything for all of us? I mean, we literally won't know we're born.
Right, and there we must...
Eating food's a sin anyway, you Shatton Barker, so God bless.
Let's just sum up this debate in one word. Malcolm, first, one word, please, for the debate.
Pooper.
And Mark, sum the debate up in one word, please.
Coodle Moodle.
Thanks very much. And there we must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we should, in this post-Brexit Britain, be keeping birthdays now, EU legislation protected birthdays. It's the only reason we have them. Now that has gone, so has your birthday. What do you think of that? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advanced rental required, finance, lease, business users only, on vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016, subject to status, guarantees may be required, over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring, excludes VAT at 20%.
This summer I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach, or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Football has its fair share of millionaires. And now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer. And if a million fans register, someone could win 1 million euros. Sign up now at 1millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need 1 million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit 1millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news for the east of Kirby Lonsdale. The A65 clear of the accident near the A683 and moving well again. The lane still closed near Sheffield on the southbound M1 around junction 31 with A57. It's lane 104 closed for recovery. It looks like queues are easing on the northbound M1 near Toaster as well after early problems junctions 15A to 16. The north way in Oxford still very busy. That's because of works around the Cutslow roundabout and problems joining the A31 in the Tongham area of Surrey. The westbound entry slip at the A331 for Blackwater is closed because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Home of the meat giveaway. If you would like to win some meat, and I'm not even joking, then you've got a choice, chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We have that to give away as well because we're not, you know, racist. If you'd like to win it, we'll be giving it away in a game of Dead or Alive, which we'll be playing in around 20 minutes' time. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive, means you come on the radio and tell me whether a thing from a list of things is dead or alive. It's that easy. That's it. Then get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
No, just that. Just use that for that because it's a competition. Dead or alive coming up. Along with our foreign correspondent, by the way, live on the phone from Germany, talking about Germany's attitudes to Brexit. Cornelius, however, has been collating your Wimbledon facts. You can't have helped but notice that it is Wimbledon at the moment, and because we were rubbish at the other sport, we are pinning our hopes on Wimbledon, and there are Wimbledon facts afoot, because we're very helpful. What have you got, Cornelius?
Oh, well, you already knew this, John. Mm. For years, the former player, now the Wimbledon commentator, Andrew Castle, has lobbied the All England club to install a children's play castle at the top of Henman Hill and to name it after him. However, it's never happened because they've never been able to reach an agreement on who would be the king of the castle.
Yeah. Speaking of the hill, that's interesting because British tennis hopefuls, they've announced from now on must have a surname that lends itself to alliteration regarding a raised geographical feature. So if you are looking to be the next generation of tennis player, then you have to take this into consideration. Henman Hill, of course, this began with Murray's Mount. We have currently Liam Brodie lost yesterday, but there were plans for Brodie's Bulge.
Oh, of course.
There isn't one yet for, is it Marcus Willis who's playing? Is it him?
I don't know.
Playing this afternoon. I think his surname's Willis. And no one knows what he's talking about.
No.
We haven't got a geographical raised location alliterative version of,
yeah, of Willis,
of where people can stand and watch.
I mean, they've tried Hillis, but it's not working.
The Willis Hillis.
No, it's not.
No,
they trialed it yesterday, but it didn't work.
Didn't One catch
got lost.
On.
No.
So, if you've got an illustrative example of that,
well. We've been talking about the news changing all day.
Yes.
On the back of that news, lots of new hopefuls for the tennis
yes.
are coming in now, based on the fact that they could have Henman Hill named after them.
Yes.
The Neil Kinnock Hillock.
Kinnock Hillock.
The Kinnock Hillock, yeah.
Yes, it's not alliteration, though.
Well, it rhymes. It sounds good.
Fine.
The Trump Tump.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
and
works.
Apparently they're in talks with Patsy Cline about her incline.
That's quite a good one. So if you've got any suggestions, then do let us know, of course. Famously, the price of individual strawberries at Wimbledon's always been very high, as you know. It's increased year on year so much, so despite Brexit, strawberries, as of now, are worth more than sterling. And could be adopted as the UK's currency as soon as 2018.
Really?
This has to be ratified, but they are saying that that strawberries could well be the new currency of the United Kingdom.
Wow.
We'll bring you details of that, of course, as we go along. And due to a misunderstanding, the match, Glastonbury Facts, the match, this has come in from Lee, the match between Tim Henman and Greg Rozetsky in 2003... did I say Glastonbury?
Yeah, you did. I wondered why you said that.
I meant Wimbledon. I don't know why I said Glastonbury. Very odd. The match between Tim Henwood and Greg Rozetsky at Wimbledon, which of course was played after the one at Glastonbury, was postponed after a surgeon came on to graft replacement testicles onto Henman after misunderstanding the emergency cry of "new balls, please."
Oh, really?
And play was finally resumed after the 12-hour operation that was carried out at the side of the tennis court, using only Robinson's barley water as an anaesthetic. If you've got a Wimbledon fact, get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Wimbledon fact.
Let's talk to a foreign correspondent. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio, which is coming out of your radio, and it's just gone past one time and is coming up to another. Big fallout, of course, over Brexit. It continues. We have Parliament and indeed the opposition, government and indeed the opposition, the whole of Parliament in disarray. Prime Minister's question times. This afternoon, even Cameron told Corbyn, "For heaven's sake, man, just go." Everyone is resigning. The trip to Brussels yesterday with David Cameron, and then he was sent home, of course, when they started to discuss Brexit. He wasn't invited. To try to make some sense of it from a European point of view, we have, of course, put racist leaflets through Europe's door and told it to go home. And on the line now is our Europe correspondent, specifically our German correspondent. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right, I mean, so we've heard a lot of correspondents in this country talking about it. What's the mood in Germany?
Ach, meine Güte, also die denken sich, das ist ein Schwachsinn. Die haben jetzt ja natürlich diesen Clown Farage jetzt im EU-Parlament gesehen. Und natürlich in Deutschland denkt man sich, ja, ihr bringt den Krieg auf, wir bringen dann einfach Brexit und Farage jetzt bei euch auf.
Yeah, I mean you're absolutely right, and I understand that. What are your thoughts on whether or not Angela Merkel will argue for a quicker triggering of Article 50?
Unwahrscheinlich. Ich meine, Merkel hat sich ja nie so die Beliebtheit in den Sinn gezogen. Für die ist das viel wichtiger, dass Europa gut funktioniert.
Yeah.
Und tja, dann müssen wir halt warten und schauen. Die muss natürlich jetzt ein Exemplar aus Großbritannien machen. Aber ob die sich jetzt so die Eile macht, uns rauszuschmeißen, müssen wir abwarten.
Yeah, I'm watching it from there. With that in mind, again, it must be strange, sort of watching a part of your big part of Europe pull away from this unity of, you know, of which Germany is still part.
Also das war natürlich eine Überraschung. Ich glaube, das hat keiner erwartet, dass das tatsächlich durchgeht und dass die Mehrheit jetzt für einen Brexit wählt. Das hat sich keiner gedacht.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are saying exactly the same here. What do the German people specifically think is going to happen next? I mean, what's everyone sort of expecting the next step to be?
Also zu Anfang war das eher ein Scherz. Da hat sich jeder kaputt gelacht. Aber jetzt schaut man sich das an. Es ist fast, als ob Großbritannien und also Europa einfach einen Tritt versetzen will. Da hat doch keiner was von.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, that's, you're absolutely right. Again, what's the nature of Germany's relationship with the rest of Europe now? Is it sort of pulled sort of more tightly together, would you say?
Ich würde nicht sagen, dass die sich jetzt enger zusammengezogen haben, sondern eher, dass sich jeder noch Großbritannien anschaut.
Yes, I know. But let me just come in there because I'll have to pick up on that point. We're learning, of course, of this federal superstate that Europe might now become post Brexit. I mean, where does Germany stand on that?
Ich glaube, das ist zum Teil, das hört sich eher an, als käme das von einem dieser Internet-Schwachköpfe, um ehrlich zu sein. Europa ist natürlich, das steht natürlich zusammen, das besteht aus verschiedenen Verbänden, verschiedenen Nationen. Und das wird auch immer so sein. Also es wird immer noch eine EU sein, welches aus verschiedenen individuellen Staaten gefördert wird.
Yes, I mean, is there much talk from Germany of perhaps now invading Britain?
Also das war natürlich eine Überraschung. Ich glaube, das hat keiner erwartet, dass das tatsächlich durchgeht. Ich glaube, ökonomisch wahrscheinlicher.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, third time lucky. So, thank you very much. That's our German correspondent there on the telephone, giving us, of course, the a more European view of Brexit with his dirty foreign language. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria's here, and she's got the news.
David Cameron has used Prime Minister's questions to tell Jeremy Corbyn to quit as Labour leader. He says it's in the national interest, criticising his role in the EU referendum campaign. Mr Corbyn's predecessor, Ed Miliband, says his position is untenable. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says it's inevitable there'll be a leadership election within the party.
We're all saddened that we're going through this because it's completely unnecessary. And there has been some nastiness. And we're just trying to say to people now, calm down. There's no need for all this. But if there is to be an election, play by the rules, let democracy play out. And in the meantime, though, the most important thing is let's do our job as MPs and as a Labour opposition.
The remaining 27 EU states say the UK will only be able to have access to the single market after Brexit if it accepts free movement of citizens from the European Union. The Prime Minister's warned fellow leaders that immigration was a key factor behind last week's vote to leave. The Work and Pension Secretary has become the first Conservative to say he wants to take over from the Prime Minister, who's standing down. Stephen Crabb, who used to be Welsh Secretary, says immigration controls would be central to his negotiations with the EU as the UK leaves. Turkish officials say at least 41 people have been killed after three suicide bombers attacked Istanbul's main airport last night. It's feared that number is likely to rise to 50. Mountain rescue teams say they've located a group of school children missing in the Brecon Beacons, but they're having difficulty getting to them. A group of around 20 children were reported lost in Powys at around 1 o'clock this afternoon. And a burglar who targeted pop star Rita Ora has been found guilty of a raid worth more than £200,000 on her home. 26-year-old Sharaf Al-Mudin went to the singer's four-bedroom house in northwest London in November last year and made off with a stash of expensive shoes, phones, computers and a designer doggy bag. The weather showers continuing in the north tonight, dry in the south with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be plenty... Tomorrow there'll be potentially heavy showers across Northern Ireland and Scotland. A brighter start for most, though, with outbreaks of rain pushing northeast. There's more in half an hour.
Great.
Yep.
Have you got anything other than that Rita Ora story now? I've heard that loads of times. It's quite boring.
I thought it was quite interesting. That's why I've included it.
I didn't even know she was burgled.
She was in November last year.
Yeah, I know now.
Yeah, we all know now.
We could talk about Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Well, the director says that since they've announced the all-female cast, there's been lots of misogynistic abuse.
Mm, that's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe I should have included that earlier. Yeah. I thought about it,
yeah.
Chose not to.
No one's interested in Rita Ora anymore, are they? Okay. And that concludes this news agenda meeting. It's 3:33. We will take some of your reactions next. We'll have a news in a haiku and we'll go onto the streets to find out what the people think.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And your reactions have been coming in. We were debating birthdays earlier. As you know, post-Brexit, the only reason we celebrate birthdays at all in this country is due to European legislation. And if we leave Europe, which indeed we seem to have done, it means that we will not be able to celebrate birthdays in this country anymore. We were talking to Mark and Malcolm, both had opposing points of views on the need for birthdays. A lot of reactions coming in about it. Cornelius has some.
Yeah, Lucy in HR says, if you cancel birthdays, you're seriously reducing the opportunity to get with colleagues, because obviously that happens a lot, staff birthdays. And at Brexit voter says, does Christmas count as a birthday? I think it does. Typical more Islamification of by the immigrants.
Yes, no, that's not the first person to express that point of view, let me tell you. Greeting card poets, walking the streets, unemployed. Is this a Britain we want? Why wasn't this mentioned by Farage's bus? Why wasn't a greeting card, a lame poem from a Hallmark card on the side of a bus to remind us of the dangers, the post-Brexit dangers of greeting card poets on the streets of Britain?
Birthday point.
Yes. Where would we move the bumps to? John, where are the bumps supposed to go? It's a British tradition. Giving someone the bumps when they don't want it is a God-given right of a Briton, man or woman. When are we supposed to do it? On arrival at work? All salient and good points. Do keep yours coming, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
As you know, over the past few days, the news can be quite complicated. Things change all of the time. One minute we've got an England manager, the next minute we haven't got an England manager. One minute we've got a Prime Minister, the next minute we haven't got a Prime Minister. One minute we've got a Shadow Education Secretary, the next minute we haven't got a Shadow Education Secretary. One minute we've got a Shadow Environment Secretary, the next minute we haven't got a Shadow Environment Secretary. One minute we've got a Shadow Health Secretary, one minute we haven't got a Shadow Health Secretary. One minute we've got a Shadow Spokesman for Rural Affairs, the next minute we haven't got a Shadow Spokesman for Rural Affairs, and so on. Like I said, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you. Here's where we lead you. We take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of the news to its origin point, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. Here's where we explain the news in haikus.
Leadership contest. Jeremy Corbyn'd, more like.
Take that.
Ah.
Parliament. It's the news in haikus. And now, of course, the most important thing about any Parliament isn't what Parliament thinks, it's what the people think. So we, as ever, have been out on the streets to find out what the people think. We do that, of course, on a daily basis. So we've been out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, what do the people think?
Churches or skin?
Churches.
Skin.
Skin.
Churches.
Churches.
Skin.
Churches.
Churches.
Skin.
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 Churches.
Skin.
Skin.
Churches.
Churches.
Skin.
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 Churches.
Skin.
Skin. Churches.
Skin. Churches.
Churches.
Skin.
Churches.
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 Skin.
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 Churches.
Skin.
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 Churches.
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 Skin.
Churches.
Churches.
Skin.
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 Churches.
Skin.
Churches.
Skin.
Churches.
Churches.
Skin.
Churches.
Skin.
Skin.
Churches.
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 Skin.
Churches.
Skin.
Churches.
Churches.
Skin.
Churches.
Skin.
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 Churches.
That's what the people think out on the streets. We are taking the pulse of the nation and finding out what they think. Do they think churches? Or do they think skin? But what do you think? Yes, that's what the people think, but what do you think? Do you think churches? What do you think, skin? Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word churches or skins.
And now stand by to win some meat as we play this week's game of Dead or Alive! So it works very much like this. We have a list of things that are dead or alive. All you need to do is tell us what's dead and what's alive from that list. If you'd like to play, now is your chance to get involved. We'll be playing this within the next 20 minutes here on the radio. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you can win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. A game of dead or alive on the radio. Get involved. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. No, not
don't
that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's not the rules of competitions. I was just saying it parrot fashion because it's what I normally say. A game of dead or alive. I haven't got a six string on my back like Jonathan Bon Jovi, but I do have some meat on my back. Chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg are swinging about. They could be yours in a game of dead or alive. So, we'll be playing very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the delayed 7:46 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy tomorrow morning.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
At Arnold Clark, it's about searching over 18,000 cars, whether first-time driver or 4x4s, whether you need space for a small football team or just a city runaround, whether for a school run or a Sunday drive, it's about finding the right car for you. Arnold Clark. It's about searching 18,000 cars. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news to the east of Kirby Lonsdale. The A65 clear of the accident near the A683 and moving well again. A lane still closed near Sheffield on the southbound M1 around junction 31. For the A57, it's lane 1 of 4 closed for recovery. It looks like queues are easing on the northbound M1 near Toaster as well after early problems, junctions 15A to 16. The North Way in Oxford still very busy. That's because of works around the Cutslow roundabout and problems joining the A31 in the Tongham area of Surrey. The westbound entry slip at the A331 for Blackwater is closed because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
He also once pretended to be a cat. It's quarter minutes to 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney with us at 4, of course, on Talk Radio. Meantime, during the meanwhile, here's some of your reactions that have been coming in.
Lots coming in, John. More like Nazi Führer has come in from someone who's amended the surname of a Talk Radio presenter. And Palvi has sent an invoice for a number of cabs she shouldn't have got.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Cornelius, if you've got a reaction, react in this direction. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's play Dead or Alive. Your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or it's a game of Dead or Alive, and it works like this. Somebody comes on the telephone from all of the people who wished to enter, the thousands of people clamouring to win the meat or the box of organic veg. We're not racist. One has been chosen. One. There can be only one. And that one is called Penelope. And she's on the telephone. She's on the telephone now. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Penelope.
Hello, it's Penelope.
I know. So, hi, Penelope.
Hello.
Hi. Like Antelope, right?
A little bit like that.
Like
yeah.
The animal, the Antelope. Yes, I know. you're Welsh.
I am. Yes, I am.
Yes. Are you still part of the EU? Okay.
I don't think so, no.
No, I thought not.
I think we've got to be removed now.
I think I've got to be removed now.
Chop us off.
Yes, we are going to chop you off. but we extend a hand made of meat, Penelope. We extend
it. Oh, lovely. Is it Welsh bred lamb?
Well, now, that is interesting that you should say that. I mean, would you be happy with Welsh lamb, or would you want British chicken?
Oh.
Or Scottish beef? Which of those?
I feel like you're going to trick me into some meat-based politics now.
The choice is yours. Or you can go for a box of organic veg, which is...
Well, that's a safe option, isn't it? It's a safe option.
It is the safe option, yes. It's from Brussels. There's Brussels sprouts in it. It's Brussels.
Oh, no, I'm not so keen now.
Right. Which of them would you like?
I'd like some, I'll have some, I'll go British beef now, we're all united.
You're going to get the British beef, alright, the British beef. Yeah. Alright, fine, you can do that. Okay, fine. What do you do, Penelope, in the Wales?
I'm a marine biologist, I am.
A marine biologist in Wales?
Yeah, we got a lot of ocean, we have.
You have? You have got that, haven't you? Yeah, in the marine biology. What's your favourite sort of fish?
I like a bit of cod with my chips.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you eat the cod or do you examine the cod before you eat it? Do you pull it apart in a biologist way?
Yeah, we have to, really. We eat it with a scalpel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Fascinating insight there into Welsh marine biology. Good. With Penelope. Now, listen, it's a game of dead or alive. I've got a list of things that are either dead or alive, Penelope. All you have to do is tell me whether they're dead or alive. That is it. That is how it works. In order to win the great British non-European beef. We're ready to play. Here we go with today's dead or alive. Paid intern Cornelius keeping score.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, Penelope, my parents next door but one neighbour, Janet's pet chinchilla.
I'm going to say dead.
Is the right answer. And I'll tell you how I know, because while visiting my parents recently, I heard Janet tell my dad her chinchilla had seen better days. I am assuming she meant a pet, unless it was a euphemism.
Yes, that would be sad either way.
Dead or alive, Jeremy Corbyn's ability to hang on much longer.
Oh, I'm going to say alive. I reckon he's going to cling on for a while.
I think you're right. I'm saying alive too.
Really?
Yeah, he really has had the opportunity, but he's seeing this out, isn't he?
He's going nowhere.
No, but I can bring you the news that 20 more Labour resignations are expected by the end of this quiz. Question three, dead or alive, the England team's chances of selling many more souvenir football shirts anytime soon.
It's definitely dead,
isn't it? It's dead, isn't it? It's dead.
It's dead. It's dead. It was dead in 1966, I think.
It pretty much was. But you're doing all right, Penelope, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm winning.
Yeah. Great. Paid intern Cornelius's hopes and dreams, dead or alive, paid intern Cornelius's hopes and dreams of ever seeing the girl he kissed at Glastonbury again.
Oh, I'm afraid it's dead.
It is dead.
It's dead. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean, the story is, Penelope, if you aren't familiar with it, Cornelius did kiss a girl in the dark at Glastonbury.
But was he sure it was a girl?
Well, that's a good question. Were you sure it was a girl?
Yes.
How can you be sure? It might have been a druid
like a
or something.
Girl.
Druids look like girls. They wear long dresses.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was a girl.
Okay. Anyway, his chances, his hopes and dreams are dead, Penelope, because once the lights came on, she told him that she was Canadian and had to go back there immediately and didn't give him a number or even a surname.
Oh, he's got to take a hint there, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Hashtag find Jen.
Find Jen. The druid. The druid man. Dead or alive, the singer Dido.
Oh, she may have bored herself to death with her own songs, but I'm going to say alive.
No, the answer is dead. She's... Hang on.
What?
I missed that.
No, you're absolutely right. That's a typo. It should have said Dodo. Dead as a Dodo. The singer Dido is alive. So you're right. Dead or alive, The Hills.
They're alive with the sound of music.
Yeah, well, they are. In this case, though, the Hills are a family who lived near my parents when I was growing up. And I'm afraid they're all dead. Three of them, three generations of the Hills, wiped out in a freak calligraphy accident in 1997.
Oh, I remember that well.
Yeah, it was in the news. Dead or alive, Britain's chances of getting a Christmas card from Brussels this year.
I'm going to remain optimistic and hope we can sort this out with some Christmas carols and share a cracker. We'll be fine.
Okay, you're saying alive then. I'm going to give it... Well, for your optimism alone, I'm going to give you half a point.
Smashing.
Well, the true answer is dead. The Queen, according to what she told a former IRA boss this week.
Her Majesty. I don't know. Dead.
No, she didn't tell him she was dead. She said, she very much said that she was still alive to the former IRA. Final question, dead or alive, how Björk plays. Björk. How Björk plays, dead or alive.
I'm going to say dead.
Let's find out. I play dead. Is the right... right answer. Come on, Penelope. Well done. Well done.
I'm the winner.
Well, we'll find out. We've got to check the system, see how many points you got. Cornelius, if you wouldn't mind checking the system for us.
Oh, the system, sure.
Just check the system. There we go. We're just checking the system.
I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, I know. The system's quite slow.
Slow system,
Penelope.
Yeah.
You have to just hang on while we check it. Yeah. It's just got one of these old fashioned printers.
Yeah,
it's slow.
It's a slow system.
One of the questions should be, is your printer dead? Or
yes, it should be, yes.
Add it to next week.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Cornelius, have you checked the system?
I have, yes, John. I have the paper in my hand.
Yes.
And I can confirm...
Yes.
...that Penelope has won.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wait, hang on.
Wait a moment.
Hang on.
Whoa.
Yes.
5.5 points.
5.5 points. Is that enough to win the British beef she so craves?
It is.
Congratulations. Well done. Enough. Well done. Come on. Penelope from Wales.
I did it.
You did it. Winning the British beef.
We're going to send it in an envelope.
In a game. A Jiffy envelope.
Yeah,
a
Jiffy envelope.
In a game of Dead or Alive, Penelope, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Go away now. Sam Delaney's joined us. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, you?
All right. I really like our handovers, but I've got to tell you something, John.
Go on.
Usually, you're my favourite handover, but...
Oh, hello.
Gorgeous George Galloway is at the other end of my show at the moment.
That's true, he is.
So, the handovers with him are quite excited.
The mother of all handovers.
Yeah, it's quite fun. The other day, when it was the England game, and I went, I did a bit of banter. You guys know I'm quite skilled at banter.
Oh,
yeah.
And I went, George, here he is. He'll be looking forward to the England game. Scotsman, I bet you'll be cheering on the Icelandics. And he sort of just at first smirked, and I went, surprised you haven't got your kilt on. Staple of banter, Con, you know that.
Yeah.
Jokes about
strong
Scottish
banter.
And English.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great route.
Yeah.
And I go, you'll be supporting Icelandics in your kilt. And he just went, no, I deplore nationalism of all types. And I just went, right, it was banter denied. So I just went, what you got coming up on the show? That was it.
That's good.
The banter was thrown back in my face. It's what's known as Bantsman's block, and I didn't know where to turn.
Banter checkmate is what
he made me feel a proper nana.
Oh.
No, I deplore nationalism of all sorts.
That would
in
be
all its ugly forms.
That would be a straight European nana as well.
No doubt.
You technically get double teamed by me and George Galloway.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, so you at the front and Galloway at the back. spectacular.
Changing ends at half time to keep the football parlance
of course.
Going. What's coming up on the show, Sam Delaney?
Well, we'll be talking more about Corbyn. We're talking about, obviously a lot of Westminster politics at the moment, but, it's the gift that keeps on giving because something's truly seismic and dramatic happens every day. Today, I don't know if you saw, but David Cameron got up in the Commons.
Yes,
and he
did talk about this.
Told Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? He's basically said, mate, listen. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I have loved going up against such a weak opponent. But now it's just not funny anymore. I mean, now it's like my own mates over on this side are having to get stuck into me because you've done such a rubbish job about it.
Yeah.
And I just thought that. So you've got to take a long, hard look at yourself if the bloke that's supposed to be your enemy is criticising you for being so rubbish.
It was a slight change of tone for Cameron when he said that sort of, for God's sake, man.
Good heavens, man.
There was no joshing, was there? It was like, it was proper kind
got
of...
really angry.
He pleaded with him.
Yeah.
He said, please resign.
Please release me.
Please, I need someone better than you to destroy me. So we'll be talking about that and also about what's going to happen next. You notice, in fact, this is another thing that Galloway turned out. I mean, he's a great mind, Galloway. He pointed out last night something that I have become fixated with ever since, that when you look at the runners and riders for leaders of both the main parties, one's called Crab Yeah. One's called Fox and one's called Eagle. Yeah. The crab, the fox, and the eagle. He was very happy with that.
Frankly, I take my hat off to a man with a hat.
It was amazing. Yeah. And now I just can't stop thinking about it. It sounds like a nursery rhyme. And to be honest, I don't know where I'm going with that, but I will be saying the crab, the fox, and the eagle a lot over the next three hours.
And rightly so. Sam Delaney, complete with crab, fox, and eagle on Talk Radio next. I'm John Holmes. We're back tomorrow from 1.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.